rage turns bloody in Berkeley. Our KPIX 5 crews were right in the middle of the chaos as both Trump supporters and anti-Trump activists come to blows.
Protesters followed Trump supporters to their cars as they left the convention center. Around the corner and away from police protection on San Carlos Street, a mob mentality took over.
You voted Trump! You voted Trump! Oh, yeah!
What do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please. Oh, my. Stop.
These were pure attacks. Trump supporters, men, women, even the elderly, left this building last night and walked right into danger.
This Trump supporter was the first casualty of the day, with blood streaming out of his face.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump protesters got into it.
They're throwing things at the guy who has a Trump shirt on. Oh, he just got knocked in the back of the head. He just got punched in the face. And now they're rushing him.
We're saying, if you're out there and you're trying to represent your First Amendment right to free speech, if somebody comes and attacks you, it's your right to defend yourself.
It got ugly. Violence erupting at the event as fights broke out, fists flying between Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters. It gets pretty ugly.
Yeah, I want to warn the folks watching at home, you're about to see some very violent footage.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Organizers say today's rallies were meant as a show of unity against what they call a seditious fringe allegedly trying to sabotage the president.
You can see there a FedEx delivery driver jumping in to try to put an end to the protest.
You don't like, get the f*** out.
It's the strength in numbers. I'll give it to 8 lifts. You want to come at, you better be 100 of you against one of me, because that's what it's going to take.
Of 1776.
The reason we're banned, the reason we're censored, the reason we're being shut down is we expose that the Chi-Coms have basically taken control of Silicon Valley. It's now mainstream news, and they've panicked. I got another report we're writing that's going to go to the president next Tuesday. It's going to go right into his hands about how you're doing it and how it can be stopped. So good luck thinking you shut us down. You walked right into our trap. Now, here's why they're so upset. The country's coming back from the dead.
Nobody said it was going to be easy for us, but we will never be stopped.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
Record low unemployment and a record high stock market. The Trump economy is red hot.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now Kim Jong-un says President Trump will pay dearly for those words.
Getting a good picture, everybody, so we look nice and handsome and thin.
Beautiful. Young.
North Korea now committing to complete denuclearization.
I mean, it's truly remarkable what he's doing. He has done more than any president in recent history, certainly in the last half century.
He's not a politician. He's one of us. Never, ever, ever give up.
Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label, because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference.
And that's why they want us shut down. We are the outsiders. We are banned, and we are number one on iTunes and on Android after being banned. Number one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So we've got the Twitter employees. We've got Joe Scarborough, had the dead intern found in his office, calling for him to be banned. You've got BuzzFeed, the New York Times, running huge polls where 78% of their own readers say, no, we don't want Alex banned. Because the New York Times, in fact, print me that article, please, asked the question, well, should he be completely banned everywhere? Hell, should he be thrown in a gulag, basically? And people said, no, you're crazy. And then you read all the Twitter comments. Even people that don't like me or don't like the straw man that mainstream media has built about me said, this is authoritarianism big time. Here it is. Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, and Apple have removed Alex Jones and InfoWars from their platforms. Should Twitter follow suit? Over 11,000 users, this was days ago, it's more than that now, have responded at the time of the writing, with 78% rejecting the proposal, only 14% supporting it. Users have slammed the Times for encouraging more censorship from authoritarian tech giants, also citing the paper's highly controversial hire of outspoken anti-white journalist Sarah Young to its editorial board in blatant hypocrisy. But at least you can show her tweets where she says whites are subhumans and need to be exterminated. They don't ever show anything I say. They just go, Jones says the moon landings didn't happen, never said it. Jones says there's Martian bases, never with slaves on it, never said it. Jones says nobody died at Sandy Hook and bullies the families. That's out of context from years ago. They never show me saying I think they died. They reopen it. They reopen the wounds. But they're the New York Times that quarterbacked the lies about WMD, yellow cake, aluminum tubes, consciously with the Office of Special Plans to launch that evil war that killed millions and many of our troops as well. So the vast majority voted against it. People say, I would never have thought about listening to or supporting Alex Jones until today. This won't end well for the leftists who support this deplatforming, warned another user. And it goes on. Democracy dies in darkness, replied one user, mocking the slogan of the Times Confederates to Washington Post. Oh, it's sick. When I sit there and I watch Brian Stelter and all the usual suspects and clips online, people only watch it to ridicule it. Don't actually watch the main program, usually. They're like, Donald Trump wants to shut down. Donald Trump wants to shut down the internet and free press. He's dangerous. He wants blood everywhere. He wants us killed because he criticizes us. It's horrible that he wants to shut down media and says he doesn't like the First Amendment. Donald Trump said none of that. He counterpunches to you liars. And then you'll have the same program, the same hour, where they're like, Twitter needs to ban Alex Jones right now. Why is he still on? He should be banned from everywhere. He's clearly a very dangerous person. We can't allow evil, racist, horrible, Nazi ideas like this to continue. It's too dangerous. So out of one side of their mouth, they're like, shut Alex Jones down, shut all the conservatives down. Senator Murphy says Jones is just the tip of the rotting iceberg. Ban all the conservatives. Our democracy depends on it. You mean America has politically realigned against you? You've been denying the censorship, so now you're just admitting it. It's like in Braveheart. They ask, what are you doing? To William Wallace. He says, I'm going to pick a fight. And that's what we've done, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't say any of the things that they said we said. What we did do was let the New York Times and the Washington Post and others know that there's been more hidden camera footage of their people coming out soon. And it's damning. And more importantly, we talked about the Chi-Coms and told everybody the personnel, Office of Personnel Management hack was an Obama handover of our infrastructure, a globalist merger, that China is on a war footing against us, that Apple and Google have officially moved to China and are building censorship systems here in their own whistleblowers' admissions. They don't want me amplifying what the Intercept documents show. And I told crew here last week, I said, you watch. I believe we'll be banned by next week for this China reporting, because we also said on Friday that Feinstein had a Chinese spy. She didn't have a Chinese spy. She put him there on purpose. That was part of her marriage to China. Her husband's biotech company based in China. She's a Chinese spy. And, man, I said that. That's not last Friday, last Thursday. And then when that came out over the weekend, they went, whoa, who does Jones know? Man, I don't need to get this from the Pentagon. I get it from my own open source research about who surrounds her. And some quick checking, you know. The Democrats are Chinese communist agents. It was the Rockefeller plan. That's who they are. You think China didn't have running water in 1949 almost anywhere but a few hotels? I mean, China until the 80s, most bathrooms were latrines at restaurants. You go to many areas of China still, there's a hole in the ground you crap in. How did they go from not having a pot to piss in and now they've got everything better than us? We were sold out. They have tariffs on everything. We have nothing on them. They have slave labor. It was a setup. And I'm a patriotic, loyal American because I believe in Americanism and I believe in the free market and I believe in the vision of the Renaissance. And I've just been advising Congress and everybody else. They're talking about Russia collusion because we have them on China. We have them. We have them. We have them. We have them politically in our gun sights. That does not mean we're going to shoot them. I think the public's so ignorant. They'll go, Jones claims Feinstein's in his gun sights politically. Just like Giuliani said that this whole investigation is going to blow up in Mueller's face. That doesn't mean blow him up with C4 or TNT or dynamite like Wile E. Coyote. It means it's going to blow up in his face like every thinking person knows. It's all coming down, ladies and gentlemen. Folks better decide which side they're on. So I have a statement at Infowars.com that we've retweeted at Real Alex Jones. I'm going to retweet it again. Alex Jones has written a statement on internet censorship. And then I'm going to get into what's really going on with Jack Dorsey and what's going to unfold. But this is all about the elections. This is all about free speech. This is all about setting the precedent to deplatform everybody. And it's about bringing in the communist Chinese style global social score that Google developed as a social engineering control tool to track everything you do that China has bought. This is all on record. We first broke it 5 years ago. Now it's all on record. And the enemy just keeps asking, how do we know all this? The nose knows. I mean, I study all this stuff, and then I'm able to integrate it together, and I'm able to understand how these systems work. And a lot of you guys brag about this stuff in white papers so I can figure it out. But now people figure out what Jones figures out is what's going on. And they want me shut up as if, you guys understand, I would be more devastating as a lobbyist on Capitol Hill, just going in and talking to people and giving them reports. I'm starting to figure that out, too. Why sit here and talk to the masses? Reports. Reports. Because people already know my reports. Our reports are kryptonite to evil, kryptonite to globalism, kryptonite to the Chi-Coms. And so we get more sophisticated by the month. We learn more in a month now than we learn in a year before. And by the way, we were already when we launched this new app, and I heard him up. I said, get the app out soon. And the app was ready a few months ago, and I got busy and didn't plug it. So we officially launched it about 3-4 weeks ago. It was already in the top 40 of news apps because we're popular already. And then when they banned it, it went to number 3, now number 1 on iTunes and Android. And it's number 40-something, or maybe it's 30 now, in just total apps globally. So, and then, oh my God, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Piss Feed, all of them, Buzzkill, they don't know what to do when it's number 1. And they just can't stand it because, again, the Streisand effect blew up. And this isn't China where they got to test their censorship systems. It's America, so there's still some fighting spirit. So they don't know what to do. Get the free app now, Infowars.com/app, and sign up for the free podcast.
Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. All right? Fight and you may die. Run
And you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
There's a lot of other big world news happening. I intend to open the phones up today to get your take on what's unfolding. But obviously, we are at the center right now of the big global controversy of, oh, we've demonized this guy, Alex Jones. He's bad, because we all agree in mainstream media and academia. So let's deplatform him. Let's shut him off. Let's contact all the companies that run software for his websites, and let's just bankrupt him in a giant coordinated mafia attack. That's what the Nazis did in Nazi Germany. That's what the mafia did in this country. It's totally illegal. But they think they're going to get away with it and set the precedent for it. Not if the American people contact Congress. Not if folks take action. So I am asking to be able to testify to Congress and to go under, you know, the hot lights, but I want it to be live and on television, and to really lay out what's really going on here. And I've been talking to several members of Congress, and I have other sources talking to them as well, about sponsoring us in a committee to have those hearings, and then to come in and lay out what's really going on. Because I can walk in there with exhibits of the quotes of U.S. senators, you name it, saying they want to shut down their competition politically. So let me now read to you my statement that's on Infowars.com that we just retweeted at Real Alex Jones on Twitter and at Prison Planet on Paul Watson's Twitter. Because what you're about to hear exactly 3 months out from the critical midterm election, the most important midterm election in U.S. history, undoubtedly, what you're about to hear is the key to having the will of the people and a free open election take place to continue making this country great again and taking it out from under the control of the big multinational banks, the corrupt influence of the EU, but mainly the communist Chinese that own our debt, own Hollywood, have thousands of front companies in the U.S., control major universities, and are now working with big tech giants to complete censorship here in America. This is a 21st century economic and cyber invasion. And I, as a modern Paul Revere, am raising the alarm. They tried to buy me off a long time ago. Almost anybody wants to be famous in part of Hollywood. And I was, you want to put me in movies and starring roles? At my own TV show? $10 million a year? That was a lot of money in 2005, 2006. But I turned it down, folks. It was easy to do. And now you see why. So they just collect people like baseball cards. Now, let's continue here. Alex Jones' written statement on internet censorship. This is critical to get out. This is a dangerous precedent that can be used against any ideology, left or right. Across the board, in what appears to be a highly coordinated effort, and I tried to be nice there, it's admittedly coordinated. Across the board in what appears to be a highly coordinated effort to silence the message behind InfoWars and Alex Jones, most major social media backbone utilities associated with our website and video platforms have launched unprecedented account bans and suspensions on virtually all of our channels. Regardless of what you think of me and what you have heard indirectly through third-party sources, you are clearly witnessing a 21st century purge of an ideology. And even if you don't agree with our message or the straw man message you've been told that everyone should exercise their right to question the status quo, you should be very concerned about what's happening. Because this ideology that is now under attack is the same ideology that played a pivotal role in the founding of this great nation. Challenging the establishment system with independent ideas that encourage new debates and discussions. For more than a year, we have witnessed the mainstream media and the Democratic groups tell us that the manipulation of social media could turn an election and is criminal. But their own admission, and by their own admission, social media would be the most viable option to alter the course of a nation, influence millions of people, and shut down free speech and personal expression that question the status quo, i.e. the global social credit score. We have been told that one of the greatest threats to our republic's democracy, we are a constitutional republic, is the manipulation of the information that we receive on social media platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Now that these groups that have been telling us that free speech must be defended against those who seek to control it on our news feeds have launched a full-scale war on free speech and information that they disagree with. There is no question that large social media companies have become the nation's premier sources of information, 90% of it, referring hundreds of millions to news and information daily. Although these groups are private entities, their scale has achieved that of monopoly on the free flow of information. Much like the FCC rules that the airwaves and cable should be equally accessible to all in the public trust, these modes of communication could and should be equally open to the same access and not subject to control by those who may choose to disagree with the information itself. Is a different opinion enough to silence an entire ideology or ban someone to the Phantom Zone? I do not claim to always be right, but the accusations leveled at me are distortions of the truth and have been used to systematically impeach my character with never allowing me to respond and now attempting to completely deplatform me so I can respond to nothing so a real straw man can be built and then destroyed as the archetype to destroy all of your speech. But the coordinated action of the establishment to silence me has only awakened a new resolve in those who now see more clearly than ever how the establishment systems will go to any level to shut down free speech and information that questions the status quo. This is a turning point for our nation. Make no mistake. Will you rally behind the principles of free speech, or will you concede to having your ability to access new ideas and information restricted and controlled by those who believe you cannot think for yourself? If we allow this level of corruption and censorship to continue, it won't be long before it becomes normalized, which is now happening. How long before it's not Alex Jones and InfoWars being shut down on major platforms, but any ideology that disagrees with the establishment status quo? There'll be cliques even within companies and subgroups. It's all about power, and you feed into the pettiness of the worst people, just giving them the power through something like this. It's a total nightmare. We must rally behind the principles that founded this great nation and not allow deep censorship to become normalized and accepted, or next we will face the other degrees of tyranny that invariably follow, like night follows day and day follows night. We'll be back with how to fight back and who else is being censored and the Democrats' call to silence everyone ahead of the midterms except their people. This is true evil.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You had something to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you? Now you're not satisfied with what you've been put.
That's right, they were censoring in secret. But they went a little too far, and now they've had a policy of truth and said, we want Alex Jones and every other nationalist and every other white male and every other conservative and Christian and every other capitalist banned off the internet and everything else. Policy of truth. Never again, huh? Fools! And now, after our app goes to number one in the world on both the Android and Google app in news and is set to go to number one total, they are in panic mode. CNN, MSNBC, BuzzFeed, the New York Times, they are screeching and telling Apple, you must delete his app. I've had 7 or 8 apps on there before. They get old. We launch new ones. We have apps on there. We have an old app we launched like 8, 9 years ago that's just audio and text articles that's got like 9 million people that signed up for it. So, of course, millions have already signed up for this. Of course it's going to go to number one. Oh, see, but you say you're the real news over at CNN when you're not rigging the debates or lying about WMDs just like the New York Times. And you've got the Weekly Standard, a failed publication no one reads. They all want us banned. Notice how CNN spins it when they're not getting Gulf State dictator money or Chi-Com money. It's Apple and Google. Go ahead and put it back up, please. Apple and Google are still selling the InfoWars app, which contains some of the same type of content that both tech giants have pulled from elsewhere on their platforms. What have you been hearing here on the air? But they want to arrest the former mayor of London, who's a liberal, because he said there's people with burkas everywhere. That's not good in a Western society. Where are the feminists? They're looking at arresting him. I have the articles. First, they were saying it was a criminal offense. Now they're saying it isn't. This is their intimidation. I was in a cheesecake factory and women came in the beekeeper suits. Scared the hell out of me. I had 3 daughters. They were there with me. They're like, Dad, what's that? A woman was getting food and eating under a deal. She's a slave under Sharia. She can't drive a car. She goes to prison if she gets caught with it off her head. Oh, the new burqa Barbie. And you go to the mall now, and it's just like, you know, on the Gap and everywhere. Paul Watson's report's coming up next segment. There are big signs up how cool it is. I mean, this is crazy. Don't open a door for me, patriarchy. America sucks. But don't criticize somebody wearing a burqa. We'll kick you off. And they do in Germany. They arrest you. They hired former Stasi operatives to run, 4 years ago, the Facebook reporting of people to the police to get them put in jail. That's where we are. The takedown of our country, being conditioned and trained, get everybody on the social networks, make it 90% of the web, and then condition you and shut you down if you don't submit to the insanity and have weirdos from San Francisco tell you you're not liberal because you're not into all this sickening weirdness. This is authoritarianism. So imagine we're the number one app in news on Android and on Apple. And what is their response? We're number 30-something now in the world. Now, again, what you keep showing from yesterday is just a screenshot of trending. Go to the actual news. We're number one on Apple. Pull it up. In fact, have the crew in there get us together the new screenshots, please. I don't want to keep using the old ones. So, we've got all that going on. And we've got them trying to shut everybody down. Now, think about how crazy that is. And Democrat senators saying, we're going to shut everybody down. Where's Congress? Where are the hearings? Where is everybody up in arms? So you got Jack Dorsey going on Sean Hannity's radio show going, I'm your friend. Don't run. We are your friends. Everything's fine, President Trump. Don't have a criminal investigation for Federal Elections Commission violations that we're blocking all the conservatives ahead of the campaign right into the midterms. We have them. And Dorsey's people are like, Dorsey, you've sold out. We want him banned right now. And he's like, that was the vanguard of censorship, idiots. We went too far. Shut up. They're on us. God almighty, we'll get Jones later. And then the frothing reports everywhere about how I need to be taken off the air, how I need to be shut down, how I'm the devil incarnate, how I'm the worst thing since the devil was born. By so-called liberal journalists, these people are authoritarians because China runs Google. It runs Apple now. The others want entree into it. So they're hiring people and training people who are SJWs trained in Maoist philosophy at the universities as the operating system. That isn't by accident. All 50 state-run colleges, it came out even in the Washington Post, are run by the Chi-Coms. This is a takeover. The Antifa are Maoist youth brigades. All of it is a plan. So if you go to InfoWars.com, we have the Steve Watson article breaking it down. Apple says it's monitoring the InfoWars app, threatens to censor it if it becomes harmful. Imagine aliens show up and see the Earth. And they say, from a million megameters, we judge that your planet is evil and threatening. Stand by for planetary destruction. Thank you. We find you harmful. It's a subjective term we find. We don't like you. We say you're hateful. We say you're bad. We don't show how that is. We don't convict you. We don't prove it in a court. Sure, we sue you as the proof, just like Mueller indicts. That's the proof you're Russian. We control reality now. We are your political masters. We will teach you how to deceive. We will teach you the tricks. If you good earthlings join us, some of you may be able to leave with us. I'm doing an allegory now. I don't mean aliens are really about to destroy the planet, but imagine. After BuzzFeed and others reach out to them, they say, why isn't he banned off this? Why do you even allow him to have an app? They go, well, we were streaming his services and placing it in our index. We've de-indexed him, but the app, just like a website, allows you to go to him. And, you know, that's kind of real racketeering if we do that. They're like, but don't worry, we're monitoring it, just like you monitor China, where Apple is now run by. And they said 5 months ago in Reuters that the Chinese government now runs Apple and is helping round up political dissidents and has the keys to the iCloud. So I'm going to give you the headline here. Communist China, now in control of Apple, calls for Alex Jones to be banned. And they're just having a discourse and a debate to see if Americans wake up. And they're like, okay, we may ban him. We're listening to him. We're watching him. We're listening to Alex Jones right now. Of course you are. You know, you sold out. You've got suicide factories, suicide nets, forced abortion, forced drugging, 18-hour workdays at Foxconn. You're monsters. You help round up Falun Gong and Christians and sell their organs. So of course you're introducing us to a social score. You're introducing us to the bad man who you first demonized for years to now sell America on this crap. But America is going to figure it out, and you're going to get your asses busted up in trust busting and national security, and when it's all over, it'll be like World War II. People will ask, how the hell did they get so many Americans to join the Nazi side? Same deal, so good luck, busters. And then CNN sitting there foaming at the mouth, get him off the air, get him off the air. Imagine Apple openly censoring, openly spying on the iCloud. And they told Reuters, they go, well, when you're based in China, the government's embedded with you, and that's just how it is. And now the Chinese government runs Apple. We're tax-exempt. So they get more money. Now Tim Cook's a trillion-dollar company. Yay! Based on slavery. But he's funding Black Lives Matter, teaching them about 160 years ago, so that you only think about the past, not what he's currently doing now. But don't worry. Tim Cook and the Chinese are set to ban us. Don't worry.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones. Some of them
want to use you. So it's a major national security issue that Apple officially announced 5 months ago. They're Chinese communists run and are helping censor and control the Chinese people. And the main iCloud keys to the entire planet are now state-run by the Chi-Coms. The communist Chinese own our national debt. They control all six of the major movie houses in Hollywood. It's been all over the news that they run Hollywood now. They control most of the major universities with their infiltration. They control Silicon Valley. There's even been Politico articles about that. And now Tim Cook, who has the most debilitated, horrible factories in the world that he subcontracts with, Foxconn, suicide nets, all of it, he is literally moving to ban us, not just off of the iTunes streams where we were in the top 10, but now our app that we just launched 3 weeks ago has gone to number one in both areas, but off and on, they don't even list it. And there are five InfoWars apps. A bunch of them aren't ours that are in the top 100, and they're moving to delist all of those and announcing that they're monitoring us and watching us. So there you go. And China threatened yesterday to take over Apple and Apple factories and shut down Apple factories in China if Trump continued to stand up against their trade war against us. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Think about that. I'm going to say it again. Communist China openly announced yesterday that they would take over Apple and shut down production if Trump didn't submit an internal embargo by a so-called U.S. company that's now Chinese state-run. And now you understand what's really going on. And they're using me, who they first demonized to the public in psychological warfare, as the test case to go, well, that Alex Jones, you know, the straw man, I heard about him. Nobody says that. They go, oh, that's a bad guy. You know, he said Trump would win. He believes in the Second Amendment, and he doesn't believe every official government story, and he's restoring the republic, and he's standing firm under the attacks. Yeah, I want a virtue signal at the bar or work. Yeah, he's a bad guy. And they go, oh, thank you. And then Senator Murphy comes out and says, we're going to ban all conservatives offline. It's for the future of our democracy that your speech be banned. That's the weird, sick ways they talk, the weird, sick things they do. When we come back and start the next hour, Paul Watson has put out a powerful report that's on Infowars.com where they're threatening to arrest former mayor of London because he said there's burqas everywhere. These women have been enslaved. And that Saudi Arabia is trying to get rid of burqas. We went from like trying to pressure Saudi Arabia to stop it, not letting women drive or go to college and killing them if they poorly looked at another man, to like, no, it's good. Teach the children how great it is. Like they're talking about banning the former liberal mayor off Twitter right now. In fact, the virtue signalers there at Twitter are talking about it. So that's the point that we've gotten to as a society and a culture. But listen, people say, well, why did you even launch a app on iTunes and Android? They're going to censor you because that's where the commerce is. That's where the ideas are. That's the open marketplace of ideas. And it's like asking a Jew in Nazi Germany in 1933, why'd you try to go run an office space and be a lawyer or be a mathematician or be a seamstress? You're like, well, that's what I do. I'm going to get a little shop and I'm going to sew clothes. And I'm like, you're evil. You don't get to have a job. We've been banned off LinkedIn, everything. They're depersoning us right in 1984. And it's being done as the big beta test, and it is a mega, mega, mega outrage. But they hope it gets lost with all the other outrage and that Congress doesn't figure it out and the president doesn't figure it out. We are under attack by China and the collaborators. China runs Apple. Apple has already banned me off platforms. The Chinese government is silencing American members of the press. The Chinese government is silencing members of the U.S. press on record. They wouldn't even let Michael Savage publish he published it. They wouldn't let him put it in stores 2 years ago about the Chinese takeover of America. People ask me, how you taking it being demonized? How you taking it being lied about? How you taking it being... And I'm like, I'm in a war for the country with the Chi-Coms that have killed over 100 million of their own people, 80 plus million under Mao, that openly own Hollywood and are debt and are trying to silence me. Soldiers go off and fight and die. Usually it's not even for our country, but they mean well. I'm here fighting for the real nation against the globalists for classical free speech. Of course, enemy propaganda has demonized me. Of course, enemy propaganda has twisted who I am and what I've said to then make me a champion of liberty who helped get Trump into office, who helped reboot the republic, who helped relaunch 1776. A modern Paul Revere is what InfoWars is. Not me alone. All of us together are modern Paul Revere's. And they don't like that. And they want it shut down. And they want it shut down now. And look at these cowardly, unpopular, stupid twits at the New York Times saying he's been banned. Should he be banned more? And people are like, hell no, we shouldn't be banned at all. 78% say you're totally wrong. Another 10% say you're pretty much wrong. They can only get a few percentage points to support me being banned. That's got to freak them out. Just because in their own little bubble chambers, they got into it, doesn't mean everybody else is into it. So, yes, do I have to put myself in the center of the arena and take the most flack and the most fire to do this. But that was the plan. And it's not called trolling. It's called being a man. I feel good. My morale is good. I am strong. The more I'm persecuted, the stronger I get, because I understand it means I'm going into the furnace. I'm going into the point blank range operation. I'm charging the hill. I've already taken out 50 machine gun nests and I'm almost at the top. We're almost there. And you know what? No matter what happens to me, there's millions of people screaming behind me and we're going over the top. Nothing's stopping us. And I know that metaphysically and spiritually, and I'm aligned with God. And I know none of us get out of this alive, so I'm not worried. Now, they're not going to be able to stand the app going to number one. So they'll either delist it, like they did when I was number one on Joe Rogan's show, number one podcast in history. They just delisted it. They'll probably just delist it because it's so embarrassing. And then, like, kick users off. You'll have to resubscribe. Probably giving them ideas, but that's how they operate. Congressional hearings, though, can subpoena that. And we're moving in that direction. Being very strategic, though. Look, we're already number one in just a few days. It took everybody else years to get up there. Number one in a couple days. It backfired again. So don't worry about the app. Infowars.com/show. Go subscribe directly to the podcast. It's free. It's free. It's free. It's free. It's free. Hear what you're not supposed to hear. And once you download it on Android or app, tell folks about it. But more importantly, Infowars.com/show, David Knight's program, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer's War Room, my broadcast. It's all there. And then finally, the biggest thing at the end of the day that fights the bullies, that fights the tyrants, that fights the control freaks is what you do when you support us financially and you get great products at the same time. You can make a straight donation at Infowars.com/store. Or you just go to InfowarsStore.com or InfowarsLife.com. You can make a straight-up donation. Those really help. Thank you. A lot of donations coming in. But in the aggregate, it's not like you're getting great products you're going to enjoy. They're going to make your life better. That you then sign up for AutoShip. It's free. You get an additional 10% off. We also have free shipping going right now on orders of $10 and up. In fact, orders of $5. All free shipping store-wide. And you can get Winter Sun, Secret 12, DNA Force, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. Alpha Power is incredible, 50% off. But if everybody just commits to get the colloidal silver iodine fortified, fluoride-free, super blue toothpaste for adults, children, immune gargle, mouthwash, six different products, if you just get that and sign up for AutoShip and see how great it is, or buy it once, if you like it, sign up for AutoShip, and then get it each month or every 60 or 90 days, set it however you want. Cancel anytime. If you just make that financial commitment, it's a 360 win and get good products, great products at the same time. You cannot lose. So get DNA Force, experience the PQQ, the BioCoQ10 and all of it at a price and a concentration where it's sold in medical type deals for $300, $400. Right now on discount, it's $74.95. That's our big expensive flagship product because there's like 40-something bucks a product in each bottle. I mean, it's nobody puts out stuff like this. This is unbelievable. X-Tube. A lot of these products are $19.95, some are $9.95, but DNA Force is something special, and we buy a lot more of it, so we were able to lower the price of it from $140 to normally $99, but right now it is $70 at InfowarsStore.com or InfowarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. They think America's going down without a fight. They think they're going to just push us aside easily. No, we have victory in our blood. We have destiny in our heart. We have will in our soul. And we will never back down and never give in. In fact, as they can see, the Warhammer's ready. We are energizing towards the main collision.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you understand psychological warfare and have studied it like I've done as a layperson, and you see how they try to lull you into an NPR sleep and how they have all these voices and all this chatter where people don't take anything serious anymore, they're putting you into a kind of stasis. That's why occasionally it's important for me to do something like this. This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. So to break through, I'm going to say it like this. The Communist Chinese are the biggest mass murderers in history. They are now allied with Juncker and the EU, radical Islam, Hollywood, and the big banks to break the U.S. They've openly bragged about this at Davos. The Communist Chinese are now pressuring Tim Cook to totally kick us off the app on iPhone that is now number one in news. They are officially saying they are monitoring us. Apple says they are watching me. Remember, Big Brother's watching you. You're not allowed to hear the hate. Because when you tune in, it's not hate. It makes perfect sense. And it's a bunch of Hispanics, blacks, whites, Asians, all hugging each other and loving prosperity in America, while meth head looking Antifa rats who are almost all white run around screaming Nazi over and over again because they're projecting. We are winning. The globalists are panicking, but they are moving against the internet ahead of the midterms and are practicing major cyber attacks on InfoWars and now announcing it under Senator Murphy for others. This is treason. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, parallax view, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now, when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. It's just like the Russians would march people out who were on death row every day and not let them know they were going to be shot in the back of the head. So when it came, it wouldn't be an issue and they would be in total control. It's the same thing. They are making their move right now. The Chinese company run by their government that is actually in control of Apple and in control of Google is called Skynet. It is a panopticonic total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / big tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
You can't deny that David Rockefeller and his father were visionaries of evil. Their vision only eclipsed by their true wickedness. Seeing the communist Chinese, all 600 million of them in 1949, backing Mao Zedong to power, no running water basically in the country, no major medicine, now. 75, 80 years later, they are the economic superhouse. Everything's been transferred to them. They own our debt. They own our media. They've been given the code keys to everything. And in the final minutes of the fall of the Republic, Trump comes in a desperate, some would say, negotiation strategy, because we had to pivot even under traitor behavior, because China was totally screwing off, screwing over the globalists and not even paying them their money to sell America out. So Obama kind of got in a stance like, hey, whoa, we had a deal. That's when the Pentagon went, we're not doing this plan anymore. And why are you backing the radical Islamists? So we went into a stasis point, and that's why Trump's actually in there. And he believes he can restore the Republic and negotiate a real deal and get China off our back, because we hold all the keys. But these people are all traitors and have an innate hatred of America because it's innately powerful and free and Christian. So because the globalists have an operating system of evil, they cannot even take the power they would actually get from commanding a real republic, because they don't want to command freedom. They can't command freedom. It threatens them. They can only command your enslavement. Now, we take you to London, England, where the former mayor has been threatened with arrest for criticizing the armies of women in their slave chattel uniforms. We now take you live. We now take you to London.
The absolute state of the UK. So Boris Johnson, the former foreign secretary, writes an article for The Telegraph in which he argues against banning the burqa, but says in this article that women in burqas look like bank robbers and look like letterboxers. And the gelded, castrated, conservative in name only party launches an investigation into his comment. Theresa May, a useless, pathetic leader, demands he apologise. The UK's chief police officer, Cressida Dick, orders the police to look into his comments for potential hate crimes. I mean, it's not like we've got a knife crime epidemic with young kids being stabbed to death almost every night at this point, is it? Not like that's happening. It's not like acid attacks are occurring across the country. It's not like rape is up 20%. It's not like 97% of moped crime goes unpunished. No, that's not important. What's more important is Boris Johnson may have said some mean words. 60% of the British people, compared to 33%, didn't think it was racist. It's not racist anyway, because Islam's not a race and the burqa is a piece of frigging clothing. So 60% say it's not racist. But the Conservative Party investigates him anyway. They literally side with the 33% of hysterical idiots in the country that are never going to vote for them anyway to investigate his comments. Absolute unbridled stupidity. Maybe, just maybe, Conservative Party, if you cared more about, oh, I don't know, fulfilling the democratic mandate which the British people gave you with Brexit instead of making a complete fucking arse of it, then you care over Boris Johnson's mean words, maybe you wouldn't be getting beaten in the polls by a complete frigging clown in Jeremy Corbyn. And here's the other irony, as Brendan O'Neill writes in Spiked. The very people who constantly kick up a fuss about repressive male behaviour are now up in arms about Boris for talking about repressive male behaviour. The same tweeters and liberals and feminists who spent the past year of Me Too cheering the new public conversation about how awful men are now want to shut down a public conversation about the possibility that some Muslim men might be awful too and might be inflicting a repressive culture on women. Again, these are the same people who get upset about manspreading and mansplaining, meanwhile blaming the victims of Muslim grooming gangs for the way they dress. This is the horrific irony of this. Now 100 women who wear the niqab or burqa demand Boris be kicked out of the Conservative Party. I mean, it's not like 60% of the British public, like 40 million people support Boris, a clear majority. No, 100 Muslim women have wrote a letter, so now I guess he has to go. So again, we see the left aligning with the more radical elements of Islamism to defend the burqa as some kind of women's rights feminist symbol, despite the historical fact that the very first feminist Arab Muslim group back in the 1920s, nearly 100 years ago, the Egyptian Feminist Union made it their platform to get rid of the Islamic veil. They literally had protests where they removed their veils to protest against a brutal patriarchy, the same patriarchy which the left has now sided with. Look at women in Syria and Iraq. What do they do when ISIS leaves the area? The first thing they do is remove the veil, stamp on it, set it on fire, and celebrate. Look at Indonesia. Gangs of men with guns roaming around on behalf of the state, oppressing women who let their veils slip. Okay, this is the true nature of modesty culture. This is what the left is now supporting. Women and young girls in major European cities, this happened in Austria, Vienna, being brutally attacked by gangs of men for not wearing the hijab. Women in Iran being sentenced to 20 years in prison, oppressed, persecuted, tortured, for removing their headscarves in public protests. And how did the left react to that when it was happening at the start of the year? Because I used an image from the protest that was 4 days old. It was a whopping 4 days old. It was the same protest. That was what BuzzFeed made the story about. This guy commented on it sardonically. People using a four-day-old image of a woman spurning the forced modesty culture of misogynistic death cult that we peddle to our virtue-signaling white guilt-ridden readership is empowering, and it's totally f***ing up our victim narrative. Listen to what Azra Namani, a Muslim reformist, says about hijab, niqab, burqa culture. This purity culture covers, segregates, subordinates, silences, jails, and kills women and girls around the world. Recently, in Bareilly, India, a father killed his daughter, 4 years old, smashing her head against the floor because her scarf slipped from her head during dinner. This is the true reality of this modesty hijab culture. In Ontario, Canada, a man strangled his 16-year-old sister when she defied their father, including by refusing to cover her hair.
But that's liberal.
In Missouri, an instructor dragged a female relative 14 out of school by the hair when he discovered she hadn't covered her hair. So Boris Johnson's right. The clear majority of the British people are right. The hijab, burqa, niqab culture is patriarchal, it is brutal, it is oppressive. And pointing that out isn't a hate crime. As Sohrab Amari writes, the sight of the burqa in the public square crystallizes the sense that European immigration and assimilation policy has gone horribly wrong. Concluding that this is so isn't tantamount to hatred. And that's what they want to hide. They don't want to address the fact that integration, that mass migration isn't working. They just want to silence people who point out that it's not. And what else was happening in the UK this morning? They had a debate on one of the nation's top morning television shows about whether gingerbread biscuits, which you can't call them gingerbread men anymore, by the way, that's politically incorrect, whether gingerbread biscuits are politically correct enough. You know, maybe gingerbread biscuits is still a little bit dodgy when it comes to, you know, gender identification. Maybe gingerbread people kind is what they should be called, or maybe gingerbread people kind person is what they should be called. And anyway, like, why are we assuming their gender? Surely that's even more offensive. And also what's even more offensive is the fact that these gingerbread people kind person people kind things have four limbs. And maybe that's ableist, maybe that will offend disabled people, and maybe we should just scrap them all together. But I'll finish on this. You expect the screeching, pearl-clutching, hysterical idiots on the left to get upset about mean words said by Boris Johnson. You wouldn't expect the Conservative Party to do it, would you? Well, yes, you would, because they're gelded, they're castrated, they're pathetic, they have a leader with a 30% approval rating, they've made a complete arse of Brexit, and now they're more concerned about his mean words, being offended over Boris Johnson's mean words, than fulfilling the democratic mandate of the British people. And they wonder. They wonder why they're getting beaten in the polls by a complete clown. F***ing talk about focus on the real issues, you sell out turncoat pieces of shit. You're pathetic. Sort it out.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Common sense is now illegal. This is the global takeover. Don't say mother or father.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong, but sometimes, Lord, she just ain't.
You know, I cover a lot of things on this show, this broadcast on radio and TV and the internet that Sounds crazy. I mean, I was talking about them putting estrogens in the food and water 20-something years ago because that was in government documents. But 10 years ago, it was in Smithsonian, Journal of Nature, Democracy Now, about it making most of the frogs hermaphroditic. So I talked about it, and they attacked me and said, oh, you're crazy, and just made it into a big joke. And it's the same thing with, I remember, like 7-8 years ago, reading where DARPA was testing the new high-tech light bulbs that they mandated, Obama did, that have little sensors in them where then certain computers, even if you don't ask for it, have a chip that picks up a little transmission wavelength, just like a garage door opener or TV clicker, but more sophisticated, that sends orders to your computer to then have it do things. And then you learn about the communist Chinese had chips and the computers that were sending us with Trojan horses, and we were sending them Trojan horses. But this is out of Gizmodo. There's another one out of the San Francisco Chronicle. And I was just talking about this today. So I was going through one of the stacks I had looked at a news, and it said National Weather Service Facility intercom phone lines randomly overtaken by message in Chinese. That's going to be a big confidence builder to all the Chinese agents that are in our facilities, not just folks from China, when they try something big. But what was I just telling you? The telecommunications, the tech companies, the national debt, the Hollywood, all 50 private universities, even the Washington Post admits, are run or partially run by Chinese intelligence. We are wide open. And that's why Feinstein and all them said, oh, Russia narrative, because they know Trump knows about this, and we're trying to figure out, what do we do? Put trade pressure on China and say, stop it? China's like, no, we're building artificial islands. We're going to go to war with you. And we're like, okay, get ready. And the military's got their job very, very cut out for them. In every city under infrastructure protection, the military's having to target and get ready. If things go red, they're going to have to, it's got to be, each guy's probably got about 15 people he's got to take out in one day. I mean, it's a big job. I'm not telling the Chinese something they don't know. So they got the red teams ready in every town to wipe them out. The Chi-Coms are going to be ready, though. They're going to get a lot of our people if this goes red. So to all you stupid people in Silicon Valley and all the rest of you liberals, man, you guys are crazy. That's all I can tell you. You're nuts. And I've been talking to people where this has happened. I never went on air with it, but I know people at military bases told me 6 months ago that they'll pick the phones up and they'll be Chinese. And they'll put somebody on that knows what it's saying. It's like, America will fall. Your president is weak. We will defeat you. As a psyop that they've got control. Man, but let me tell you something. If you're Tim Cook or you're Eric Schmidt or you're any of these people, do you think your ass is worth 10 cents when all this goes down? So people ask, how you doing getting sued by Soros? How you doing getting called a traitor in the media? How you doing? I'm like, I'm doing great. The country ain't doing too good. I chose this path. I'm trying to fight them. So I'm having an effect on them. I'm doing good. See, I chose to do this out of survival, not out of heroics. So I'm going to read this to you right now. This is out of the San Francisco Chronicle. This is today. Employees at the National Weather Service in Maryland were startled when a random message blared over their intercom. See, it's not DARPA or Space Command or SAC blaring, we've been attacked, missiles are incoming, get ready, get to safe. No, it's like, you Americans will pay, your president is weak. That's what's said over these. Everybody's like, what the? They're letting us know, hey, Trump, give us a problem. What'd they say yesterday? We're going to play it in a moment. Oh, what's going on here? No big deal. But see, if you have Chinese engineers that come over here and get trained, they're sent here as kids, as college students. They get their 4.0. They get put in as engineers, and then their family is going to get killed in China. See, this has happened to us with two employees. And I've been asked not to talk about it, so I'm not going to name names. But in one case, one of our prominent people married a Chinese lady who spoke perfect English and, you know, college and everything. And then she starts saying, let's go to China, meet my family in the party. And then pretty soon it's, you can't really work with Alex Jones. You can't criticize China. You know, I got family in trouble in China. That's how this works. And so everybody's wondering, oh, here we are at NOAA. That's a lot more than NOAA, obviously. It's the geospatial. It connects into a bunch of groups. And all of a sudden, it's chiming in. We'll play some of the audio in a moment. Employees of the National Weather Service in Maryland were startled when a random message started blaring over the intercom in Chinese and then over the telephone lines. Kind of like Alexa and these other little house helpers do that get wired into everything. Suddenly, they're dialing people on your phone. They're telling you shut up. And it's all just a test. Because they found they get more engagement when they do stuff like that. So let's play part of this news report on that. But just in case you don't know who your bosses are, China said Apple's run by us, we'll shut the factories down and launch economic and cyber war, Trump. And the next day, at federal offices all over the U.S. and the Caribbean and other areas, Chinese takes over. Here it is for yourself.
18 hours at most.
Business Insider reports that federal officials are trying to figure out how a random Chinese language message suddenly blared over the intercom at a National Weather Service office in Maryland. Minutes before the voice of a Chinese woman was broadcast, employees received a similar message on their phones at the affiliate office in Colleague Park, Maryland. The intercom announcement caught employees off guard because the office loudspeakers are not used very often. The announcement, loosely translated to English, said, "You have a package from Amazon at the Chinese embassy. Press 1 for details." The agency's technical staff said it was in contact with AT&T to determine what exactly went wrong.
No, I know folks at the military bases, they get the Trump's going down, you're weak, you can't stop us, we're in control. Kind of like the Outer Limits intro. Can we come up with the Outer Limits intro off YouTube? We are in control of your television. We control the vertical and the horizontal. That's what it is. Just like in war. Broadcasting over the picket line, we are in control, your generals are weak, your wives will never see you, you're going to die. Now, Tim Cook says, we're looking to take Jones completely off and get rid of his number one app. You can't be number one, you dirty Americans. We run the slave factories. Hoorah! Americans are too weak. They're going to accept us taking control. That's what they think. I'm going to give the number out to take your phone calls. We've got a ton of news. I haven't hit yet. I've got a stack of Islamic attacks on people in Europe. Dog defends German couple from violent migrants. But under Islam, you're not allowed to have dogs. So Europe's talking about not allowing folks to have dogs. And, well, now they're starting Islamic-only swimming clubs, everything. And the pools have to be closed when they're there because they're first-class citizens and you're not. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture.
China.
We are controlling transmission.
China.
If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume.
Pro Hillary.
If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper.
Alex is bad.
We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image. Make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur. Or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
We are in control of your children. The average adult spends 10 hours in front of a screen. The average child, 12 hours. We are in control. We are breaking into the National Weather Service with Chinese government messages of your submission. We are in control. We are in control of your debt. Your Hollywood, your people. Maoism has been taught at all your universities, chaired by our operatives. We have been selling you out for 3 decades, working with traitors within your government. Now, Tim Cook is preparing to ban Alex Jones off all Apple platforms with good collaborators working hard to have it shut down. And they're proud of it. They think they're on the winning team. They think it's part of this great merger with the world and great peace to settle the dissidents' organs, to kill the Christians, to kill the Buddhists, to put the burkas on the women. It's all about power, all about raw power by little pathetic followers at the New York Times and BuzzFeed. Horrible little twisted people from twisted families and twisted backgrounds. But if they could overthrow America, they could be a real boy. They could be somebody. They could be able to take action. Now, I want to give the number out to talk about the unprecedented massive deplatforming plan that is complete against us and that is attempted to set the precedent what you think Congress should do and why haven't there been hearings. Why are the Republicans flat-footed on this? Trump just said one thing to Jack Dorsey about the shadow banning is illegal. We're looking into it. And Dorsey's on Hannity saying he loves Trump now. And, oh, we're not shadow banning. We're your friends. Don't run. Hi, I'm Jack Dorsey. So now that's going on. I mean, doesn't that tell Congress stop acting like a bunch of weak-kneed buffoons? And stand up for the country and stand up against Tim Cook and say, because Apple's the worst, why did you move to China? Why you let them state-run have the keys to the iCloud everywhere? Again, they hate me because I just keep ringing the alarm. Emergency, 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 emergency. Emergency, emergency. Can't really do it with my voice. We've only found the Star Trek, like, you know, alarm sound. These people killed over 100 million. These people kill innocent Buddhists and Christians for no reason and sell their organs. They're really bad. And Jack Dorsey's like, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, because it's all a distraction. Tim Cook's like, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. America had slaves. America had slaves. Meanwhile, China has hundreds of millions of slaves. A two-party system with a dictatorship sworn to defeat America. And I don't want to be enemies with Jack Dorsey or Tim Cook. They are fundamental enemies. In the case of Tim Cook, I mean, I've said Apple and Google are the worst. Twitter is a little side thing, very popular, whatever. But it's been one of the most energetic censors. And then you got Facebook playing along, but it's been bad. But my God. The Democrats are openly election meddling, blocking most of Congress. Congress only noticed when they got dialed back 99%, when they got blocked, when they got muzzled. Because you can say, well, you can still talk and put a muzzle over your face, but pretty soon they just totally shut you down. Now go ahead, play it. That's what's going on here. And we've got Chinese, Long Chao Ying, Long Dong Ting, coming over like, your country is ours. The poor Chinese are the slaves of this thing. And I'm going, Apple announces moving to China. We have all the documents. Google's already censoring here. They're working with the Chi-Coms. That's dangerous. Oh, my God, they actually have Chinese agents running the major universities. They've used them as the outside intelligence operation to take over. And I'm just telling everybody. I mean, we've already been banned on almost everything. But all because Trump said one thing to Jack Dorsey. He's like talking to Hannity in off air. Can I talk to the president? I don't want to ban anybody. Actually, I'm kind of like Trump a little bit, you know. Because what they're doing is so outrageous that if we ever woke up to it, they never get away with it. But I will tell you this. I'm happy for amnesty for Tim Cook and Jack Dorsey and Bezos and all the rest of the little merry band, Mark Zuckerberg. If you'll just let the country be its own, have some free speech, don't totally merge with the communist Chinese, And decide that you weren't like baby ducks imprinting on America-hating and Christian-hating and God-hating and Western-hating because it's not a status command and control system. If you just back off now, kind of like Hitler's high command, we're bad guys. But about a year before they lost the war, they went, we've already lost it. Let's get off this path. They came to Hitler and they said, let's sue for peace. We'll be able to keep Germany. We won't kill another 10 million Germans. Because 10 million already died. 22 million died total. And Hitler said, you little cowards, we are going all the way. I'm just saying, you might want to sue for peace. And I know you're not going to listen now, but you're going to listen later. Now, I have not covered this yet, and I've had friends of mine and people that work in the government texting me asking me why not, because it is a big story. I don't even—it's incredible. It broke last night. You just heard man was training a dozen kids for mass shootings, and then the media put out the idea, you know, right-wingers. But then when you actually read the article, it's up on Infowars.com. Children were brought to New Mexico compound for weapons training, officials said. Yes. Kids found in filthy compound were allegedly being trained to be school shooters. But you never find out it was Islamic. So we're going to be covering that. And like I said, they got a bunch of these places prepared and ready for right when school starts and right into the midterms. It's going to be school shooting. Fish in a barrel, and I wish it wouldn't happen. And they don't want me on our viral platforms everywhere so that we can just question what's happening when it unfolds. But as I've been saying the last few months, every day, every hour when I'm on air, they're planning a giant Islamic rollout, an Antifa rollout, a Maoist rollout of a fall of rage to destabilize things enough. And then it won't matter if people screaming Allah Akbar gun everybody down. They've already practiced the media covering that up. I won't be on, you know, the main internet. I'll be on radio. But we'll have Infowars.com censored videos and feeds every day. And we'll cut it up in live time. It's going to start by tomorrow where the show will be cut up as it goes. And it's free to air. Here's a piece. Here's a piece. Here's audio. Here's video. Free to air for all of you to put out however you wish. Then they're going to try to deplatform my voice and my face itself. But that'll be a little bit different ball of wax. It's totally illegal. But we're going to get the transmission out. We've been ready for this for a while. I was telling everybody last week, I said, they're about to totally ban us. I was like, oh, they'll never do that, Alex. Oh, yeah, it'll be next week. So here we are next week. It's here. So we figured out their plan. But they've got these command bases with cutout mental patients everywhere being funded by the very folks that did the World Trade Center attack in 92. And they are preparing their big Islamic attack. All leftist forces are preparing to launch their attack in the next few months along with the left. So get ready. That's why they're cutting all conservatives off so we can't respond when they launch their attacks. I hadn't even gotten to it, didn't even play. Colbert attacked me a few nights ago. He said I'm in the KKK, and his proof was a can of Gatorade or a bottle of Gatorade with white syrup in it. And he dumps it on his head and says that I'm in the KKK. So that, and it wasn't even funny. I mean, some of the stuff he does is funny, but me and my wife were watching it online. We're like, but there it is. Colbert, Alex Jones banned for promoting race war. When it's in the WikiLeaks that it's the left doing it. Yeah, first he poured honey on his head, and then the bees come to get him, which I mean is a metaphor of everybody coming to swarm me and take me down. They think I'm too dumb to not get those metaphors, those allegories. Latest leftist late-night comic builds straw man to misrepresent InfoWars. They go, oh, but it's just comedy. Yeah, celebrating us being taken off all these platforms. It's just funny that, you know, they're taking you off air. That'll teach everybody else a lesson. You better submit to all this or you'll get taken off the air, too. I mean, what a un-American message. Like, we're a bunch of cowards. Like, we're a bunch of idiots. Now let me get to this report, because I mentioned it. We've known that in the case of the shooter in Parkland, and in the case of Adam Lanza in Sandy Hook and other places, they get their guns illegally. They're being protected. They're always on a Prozac-type drug. They're always wearing black trench coats and into devil worship, and had communist pins and Nazi pins, just into being bad. And most of them have identified as incels, involuntarily celibate. So they also have a hang-up. They're usually kind of Aspergers-ish. They only play on iPhones and video games. So they're really upset about the outside world. They biologically feel rejected. So they go out and do this. Now, that's what I really said about those shootings, not what the media said. See how it's different? Or what they edited. And there's also a phenomenon with Islamicist training in facilities all over the country that we've talked about, Islamic training centers. And the media always says that's a hoax. The corporate media, just like they said Trump winning was a hoax. But there's constantly busts going on quietly. Well, this latest bust is tied into the 1992-93 World Trade Center bombing. And people are all married, he's married to the daughters of the main imam. And the MO of the Islamicist is almost 100% are on welfare. They don't work. They wear these nightgown outfits as the males, little nightgown, little hats. And they just talk about how powerful they are. They usually live in some cesspit. And then they trick women to come live with them with their babies. And it's just a fetid hellhole. But then the young boys are all trained for jihad. And the police got reports from neighbors. They went in. And sure enough, man arrested as extremist Muslim. New Mexico compound was training kids to commit school shootings. Right on time. Because that's how you get the guns of the average American. The father of a missing three-year-old who was arrested in New Mexico compound linked to extremist Muslims last week was training children to commit school shootings, court documents following Wednesday revealed. Prosecutors said Siraj Aban Wahaja, 39, was conducting weapons training on the compound where 11 children were found hungry and living in squalor, just like the other Islamic countries. They asked Wahaja, who appeared in the court on Wednesday, be held without bail. Prosecutors allege in court documents filed Wednesday that Serja Aban Wahaja, we ought to get that FBI agent on we had on last week on again about this, 39, was training children to commit school shootings. Wahaja is the son of Brooklyn imam who named Wahaja, who was named by prosecutors as an unindicted co-conspirator in 93 World Trade Center bombing, and the New York Post reported. And then just look at these poor ladies that were out there. Keep scrolling down, please. Authorities raided the compound on Friday after months-long search investigating the disappearance of a boy with severe mental issues who went missing from Georgia in December. Dad arrested as extremist. Mexico compound planned exorcism tied to terror-linked imam reports say. They also found a dead body of another kid they lured to the compound. So, overall a nightmarish facility. On Monday, a child's remains were found on the property by authorities. We're working on a positive identification, but did not confirm the remains were that of the missing boy. Lucas Morton J. LaVille, 35, Harjara Wahaja, and Subhana Wahaja, 35, were also arrested on the property on Friday after all faced child abuse charges. And there you got these ladies. From the left, I'm not going to go over their names, the makeshift compound located in Colorado border was found filled with old tires, wooden pallets, and other debris. Upon authorities' arrival, Wahaja was heavily armed with AR-15s, and it goes into the documents they were planning mass shootings and Islamic uprising. And what it is they get people out of prison, they hype them up, and they trick the women out there, and then they live in this paranoid thing for years that the end of the world's coming, and they're training to kill, the infidels, and then it never comes, and they're just taking the welfare checks out there. And then people get too lazy to even drive into town and get the welfare checks. And then somebody called from the compound after neighbors have been calling for years. But they go, well, they're Muslims. We're not touching them. They can do whatever they want. And so they finally went out there, and the well was broken. And they had wind traps out trying to get dew out of the air. A whole bunch of people, and they couldn't take care of themselves. They could just train to kill people at the schools, reportedly. And that's the whacked out nature of radical Islam. They won't take one refugee from all the Syria wars Saudi Arabia started. They tell us to take them and Europe to take them, but they've got trillions of dollars. But our media lectures us how we're bad because we haven't taken enough. Those stories are up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. But here is what we know. The Marxists, the Maoists, the globalists, the Antifa, the leftists, the Islamicists, They are making their full push this fall, end of summer, fall, right now. And law enforcement can't wait when they've got tips on things like this. They've got to move in because you've got these people in their doomsday cult scenarios. They're not just going to sit there and drink a bunch of vodka and barbiturates like the Hellbop loons. Maybe one out of 100 cults just kill themselves peacefully, as everybody knows. Most of them either kill people around them, kill themselves, and then kill some other group, or they do a kind of, you know, Sharon Tate type helter-skelter murder like Charlie Manson. Usually they kill innocents, and you can say, well, let them kill themselves on their own compound. They're going to kill the kids. It's not these little kids' fault. They've been drugged into this lunatic asylum. And the SJWs and the cults that they create with mind control, classic conditioning at the universities, are then taken into the corporate world and into Silicon Valley. There's a reason they keep it all in San Francisco, is so they can keep them all on that reservation. The cults at Twitter and Facebook and Google are just as whacked out and just as crazy, where there's famous cases where they said, you'll refer to me as your majesty. And beautiful, ornate, golden building and golden dragon. Dragonette. And don't say mother and father. This is the world they've created. Now, that said, our app has already gone to number one. I think they'll probably delete it or delist it. That's what they do, because they already know we're number one. They just can't stand that people don't want CNN, the Huffington Post, the New York Times, who've been up there with their apps for years. We beat them in 3 days. They can't stand that. We're already in the top 50 before that. And then the top 100, five of the apps are InfoWars apps made by fans. So they don't know what to do, folks. They know you've broken with them. They know you just want somebody to gut level, you know, straight shooting you. But the way you defeat them is sharing the articles and the videos and subscribing to the free podcast at Infowars.com/show that is not on Apple or not on Android. That's where everyone really needs to be right now. If you really don't want to be able to delete it, you go to Infowars.com/show and you'll find the video feeds, the audio feeds. But if you subscribe, then every day after the show's over, you'll get the podcast, boom, slammed in there, and then you can share it. And the app right now, people say, hey, it's forbidden. It's gone to number one in news on both platforms. It's in the top 40 or so in general apps. Let's send it to number one as a message and make them then ban it once it's at number one. So everybody you know, tell them, download the official InfoWars app right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsWipe.com. We also have links there. And then finally, we're running some of the biggest specials ever as an emergency special. Stop the bullying, stop the censorship, save the internet special at InfoWarsStore.com. And man, we got books and t-shirts and films and great supplements and water filtration, air filtration, and shortwave radios and survival gear and optics and just anything cool that I like, we got. We have the new I Am the Resistance, meaning you, t-shirt, the big red fist clenched fist, taking those iconographies back. Secret 12, Winter Sun, DNA Force Plus, the Nootropic, Survival Zone X2, Alpha Power, all Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste products, 50% off and free shipping and much more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. The power of you financially supporting us is the real veto on their censorship, and they're trying to hack us and deplatform us and take our DNS and our servers right now. But we're fighting back thanks to you. Take a bunch of SJWs and you put them in control of big social networks, and what do you get? You get tyranny. You get power trips. You get censorship. You get the new dark age. Watch him become a god. You know, Stephen Colbert, the guy that reads off teleprompters, the actor, the failed comedian in many respects, as he's not his own man, who poses like he's a newsman, never called me a racist, because they know you can get sued for that and it's not true. Until he thought this week I was taken off the air. 200 plus radio stations, 400 plus TV stations, close to 100 cable stations, and it'll be more next week. No, Jack, we're not censored. And millions of people listening right now on our streams and video streams on our own server, dummy. And our app, number one in news, from the top 40 to number one in just days. See how that works? Oh, your app is at number one. See how that works? But look at this. If you go to Infowars.com, Colbert, Alex Jones banned for promoting race war. That's what he said. And then he didn't show where I said it. You go, oh, it's comedy. No, it's not. Then he gets out Gatorade. He calls it Haterade with a burning cross. Win the race and the war. Win the race and the race war. So this is what they've stooped to. And then a swarm of bees destroys me, which is an allegory of what they're doing to me. So here it is. Let's go ahead and roll this.
I'm still broadcasting from a nation's last bastion of free speech. The in-house web player on the whole page.
Hit pause again. Notice, they're the ones really trying to censor things, saying they want speech shut down. Democrat senators saying shut all Republicans down. Just incredible stuff that should end them forever. But he makes it a joke. I'm broadcasting from the last bastion of freedom here at Brain Fight. And you can't even do it as good as I do. Let me pour some of this on my head here. So let's go back to this guy. Let's go back to John Podesta's good personal friend. Reportedly, they spent a lot of time together. Here it is.
Haterade, the knockoff sports drink for athletic Klansmen, okay? This is the only cream-based sports drink for sale.
All right, pause. Back it up 10 seconds. So people make jokes about this. Oh, it's a joke, but I go out, or Candace Owens goes out, who's a classical liberal black lady, and they scream, Nazi, Nazi scum, go away, KKK. And you're like, I'm not in the KKK. And they don't care, because Colbert said it. See, this is the... So they get to act like real Nazis. And Colbert knows this psychology. So the average idiot that still watches TV thinks it's cool to follow this guy. Look, here, let's go.
The knockoff sports drink for athletic Klansmen, okay? This is the only cream-based sports drink for sale on the dark web. Haterade, win the race and the race war, all right? Now it's a slippery slope. If they can de-platform Tuck Buckford, next thing you know, they'll be coming after me for so-called child support, which I owe to my ex-wife, who I miss desperately. President Trump, I need you to do the right thing, all right? Help Tuck. Venmo me $50, or China will win the midterms, all right?
All right, so... All that's a little hat tip to my ex-wife and all this other stuff and how they want to shut our money down. And that's how they went over free speech. And again, or China will win the next deal because they're only taking over Noah with Chinese messages and they only own the debt. They only took over Hollywood. They're only threatening to take over Apple yesterday if they don't submit to them. I mean, it's no big deal to have a foreign communist dictatorship threatening to seize Apple in China if we don't submit. That's not a problem at all if you're a New York, actual Canadian, anti-American guy like Stephen Colbert, who thinks he's really, really funny when he's got over 100 writers filling all this crap out for him. So, hey, you think the bees are after us, Bubba? The little bumblebees are after you. And censorship doesn't turn out too well most of the time, and that's why I haven't checked the numbers since 5.6 million people subscribed to the podcast and downloaded and sent us their emails. We can stay in contact at Infowars.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
The year is 1995. And InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
So, when the history books are written, this is the big deplatforming. This is the Chinese-style net censorship slash social score system. In their own words, China and Apple have moved to China. They are openly censoring. It is a crazy time to be alive. They're lying about what I say and what I do to create the straw man to carry that out. But I've got 200-plus radio stations. I've got 400, 500-plus TV stations. I just got good word during the break. Hundreds of stations are calling, hand over fist, picking them up. People are like, we're sick of this censorship. We know what's going on. But here's the issue. Just like when they censored conservatives in the media, it made AM radio come back in the 80s. The same thing's happening for FM radio, UHF, VHF cable. But that's still not a good thing, because for the average comedian or the average libertarian or just, you know, common sense talk show host or whoever it is, or people working in companies, they're all being fired or restricted for their speech. And the cult is getting worse. Owen Benjamin, I'm not even a big comic follower, and I've seen him on national TV, followed his work, pretty talented guy. Owen Benjamin has been kicked off Twitter. A huge pianist, means piano, he's a big pianist, pianist.com. And of course, he uses his, he works with his wife on, Owen's nice wife at Twitter. So he has been blackballed. He has been blacklisted. And I know about his story. At first, it was behind the scenes. He submitted a little bit, but it got so bad he couldn't. And so now he's been deplatformed. He's been blocked. But even Seinfeld complains. I mean, all the big comics complain. They, you know, I guess Seinfeld told his daughter 2 years ago. We played the audio. They go, you know, we live out in the country in upstate New York. We're going to move back to New York so you can meet more boys. She goes, that's sexist to say the word boy. And he went, wow, you're in a cult. And so people won't go to the universities anymore. It just gets crazier and crazier. And then they people big tech with these university folks who love China selling organs of dissidents and killing Christians or Buddhists or any of that's cool. But my God, if you criticize burkas, got the new Burka Barbie thing here. I went to the mall the other day, I took my daughters to the Cheesecake Factory, and I mean, there was women in burkas walking around, eating their food under their deals. And imagine, they make them do this in those countries where they're beaten or killed. I mean, you talk about the feminists, this is like what prisoners wear, except it was actually like this. It was like, the whole face was covered. It was like, and they would like lift it up and eat the food under it, and then I'm hateful, and I'm a right-winger if I think that's crazy. So, again, we don't want to let her face get seen. She could get beheaded if that happened, so... we're going to do the broadcast here now with Owen Benjamin for the rest of the hour. We'll open the phones up on censorship towards the end with him. We have a special guest joining us after that. But Owen, good to have you on. I mean, I know you want to just recount your experiences as a thought criminal of what's going on. So I appreciate you as a comedian that's been through all this joining us.
Thanks for having me, man. Big fan. Yeah, what happened to me is a similar thing that happened to you. I was I had like 125,000 Twitter followers, and I had the blue check mark and everything, and I was banned for life from Twitter at the same day that I was kicked off YouTube for live streaming because of my criticism of David Hogg in a funny tweet. And I had already made fun of the establishment comedians, and I'd been approved by so many of these gatekeepers. Like, I have two Comedy Central specials. I was a regular on Sullivan and Son on TBS for 3 years. I've done Leno and Fallon and all these things. And I did this one tweet where it had all the late night comedians. And I said, everybody here endorsed Hillary Clinton and they have the same stance on everything. Ladies and gentlemen, comedy. And it got like 50,000 retweets, and it ruffled so many feathers that I think that put the mark on me. You know, I would openly say, like, Stephen Colbert's Rachel Maddow with failed jokes, and people would just get angry. And but they can't take you down. You know, you just find new platforms and it's all good.
Well, that's the thing. And in the real world, in like 8 Islamic countries, if a woman didn't wear a burqa and got caught driving a car, she'd be caned or even stoned or killed by her family. Now, they'll say, oh, you're banned for putting down Islam. No, this is what Islam is. And if you want to do like Monty Python today would have, you know, behead Barbie, you know, beheaded Barbie with a guillotine, or stoned Barbie where she's caught without her burqa. You know, just for a second at dinner, if it falls down, document cam shot, please. If it just falls down for a second, she is then stoned to death. But to me, that's not comedy, but it's a way to illustrate it. Because it's so obvious, we're not allowed to point out the obvious that Burqa Barbie is not allowed to drive a car. And that where are the feminists Barbie, on this?
Right. But that is comedy. And that's why they're so terrified of comedy, is because Burqa Barbie. I saw a sketch out of, I think, Brazil, where it was all these women in burqas shopping for clothes. And the whole juxtaposition is just that all the clothes are the same and no one can see anyone's face.
Sure. What about exactly burkinis?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a joke. I have a video called It's Time to Submit to Tolerance. Like, I do these funny PSAs where it's like, it's time to give our guns to Hitler, you know, where it just shows the irony, the cognitive dissonance of the left, that they just don't see how funny it is. And I think that's why they took over comedy. Because comedy is always the Achilles heel of totalitarianism, because you just point out the emperor having no clothes. You know, like they're saying Donald Trump is Hitler, and then they say, now give your guns to Hitler. And it would be these funny – and the one for I did about Islam was it's time to submit to tolerance. You know, even the language they're using is so ironic that it's hysterical, and that's what scares them, and that's why they need comedians to all – just be propagandists at this point and not be the balancing counterweight of society. I was at CAA and I got my agent dropped me when I publicly stood against a guy who was saying his 5-year-old son was a girl and was planning on giving him hormone injections. I said that was wrong. And I got absolutely the same thing that happened to you. They tried to make you not a person. And my
that's the third rail, is if, like, Camille Paglia, who's a liberal lesbian, says telling 5-year-olds they're a girl or a boy and giving them injections is real child abuse. The parents are projecting this onto them, and then you say anything about it, you're banned. That's like the religion.
Oh, it is a religion. It's a godless, state-driven religion. And I think anyone who's even mildly Christian or Jewish or just they don't have their God in the state, it's so obvious what they're doing, and you're not as susceptible to it. You know, like veganism is kosher. Original sin is white people in slavery. You know, they have this structure of,
and it's all about guilt. It's the worst components of false Christianity and Judaism. The whole Pharisees that Christ taught about, they are the Pharisees.
100%. They're trying to make a priest class. They're trying to make the a class of people that aren't that won't be taken down for doing the very thing.
And notice the lady at the New York Times that says whites are subhuman and should be exterminated. She's part of the priest class. She's not a white male, so she's allowed to, but you're not.
Of course. And Asians make more money than white people per capita in America, and there's more of them in the world, so it makes no sense.
It's unbelievable. It's the left has looked at demographics. They've decided to go hardcore racist. As you said, the political correctness is the new religion. Owen Benjamin, blacklisted comedian. We'll talk to him straight ahead. Stay with us.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the most hated, most censored broadcast in the world by tyrants.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going back to our guest, Owen Benjamin, here in a moment. This is no joke. I've had 4 other apps. One of them had like 9 million people download it. The others were okay. One of them we put out last year, it had some problems. We got rid of it. This one's free. And we put it out 3.5 weeks ago and was already in the top 40. Now it's number 1 on news on Apple Android. So they did this new thing where they would just delist it. You couldn't scroll up to number 1 on Android, but now it's back. On Apple, they moved it back a few spaces. I don't know how you go to number 1 and they move it back. But Tim Cook says they're watching it very closely. They're listening right now. They've moved to China officially. They're helping round up the population there. They're helping spy on everybody. And don't worry, BuzzFeed, they were told, we're watching Alex and listening right now. Boy, isn't that American. And what have you heard here? Man, I'm with my wife and three daughters at the mall. There's all these women in full burkas. And it freaked me out because I know into their culture, they kill those women if they don't wear those. They stone them to death. That freaks me out. That makes me a bigot against women. So first it's a job Barbie actually rolled out, but now we've got burka Barbie. Briefly here, Infowars.com/app. You can get the Droid app. You can get the other apps for Android. There's a whole bunch of other apps other people have made. Some work good, some don't. Ours is excellent, but the most important thing you should do while record audiences are tuned in is Infowars.com/show. Go subscribe to our podcast. All Apple, iTunes, and Stitcher did, we had like 9 million subscribers, 10 million subscribers on those, was delist us. They were just streaming our bandwidth. We paid for it, and then they just made money on putting advertising on it. They blew all that away. They said, you can't choose to come to our platform that you use on your phone that you thought was just a playlist you created. They're saying, you can't listen to the Rolling Stones, or you can't listen to whatever it is. You can't listen to John Williams. You can't listen to Alex Jones. Think about that. And it's not because I wasn't popular. It's because we're number one. I went on Joe Rogan's show. Known Joe for, you know, since 1998. Been on his show only one time. Best podcast he ever did, highest rated. Wouldn't even list it in iTunes as number one. So it's not that Owen Benjamin wasn't successful. It's that he was successful. It was that he was getting 50,000 retweets, and I've seen him on TV myself, and I barely pay attention. He was a funny guy. And so no. You don't make jokes about that. So get into more of how you were persecuted, where it's gone now, and then let's tell some of these verboten jokes that have got you banned off Twitter and that you're blocked from doing here, because they can have jihadis on there calling for Trump's death, and that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fascinating. Like the Russians had this this saying, the tallest nail gets hammered down. And I think that's one reason why leftists don't like people that are popular or good at their craft, because it's a threat to this godless caliphate that they're trying to organize.
And their whole slacker world of being lazy idiots.
Well, yeah, that's what they're promoting. And they also don't like the nuclear family. They don't like the fact that I'm married with children and that I respect my wife and I post pictures of my children being
awesome. Well, let's say
it.
You're also an effing white male, which isn't the minorities pushing it. It's effing professors who want to create a racial divide.
Yeah.
So say it like Abe Skrilik said. You're an effing white male. You don't have a right to talk, Owen Benjamin. Shut up.
Yeah, and it's the modern Marxism. Marxism failed when it was the haves and have-nots. So they just shifted it to race. They just have another nonsense division that they use to hide meritocracy.
That's it.
And to hide
the class warfare failed, so they went to race warfare.
Exactly, and it's so obvious when you see it. You know, once you see it, it's just, and it's pathetic how most comedians have responded. They just all took the knee. And I had this a big deal with a publisher, and I remember my dad was like, "Why do you have to say what you say? Just don't say it for a month. And then get your book out." And I was like, but once you take a knee, you never get up. And I've seen that over and over again. You can't fudge it. You have to go all or nothing. And it's a bummer what happened to you. But at the same time, it's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi effect. Like, I don't think they realized that striking someone down actually validates their original point. And that happened to me. You know, they tried to erase me. You know, one minute I'm entertaining the Martin Scorsese's of the world and Anne Hathaway's on stage saying she's a big fan of mine. And the next minute they just try to wipe me. And all it did is increase the grassroots ability of me to touring and for me to produce my own specials. Like, now I just shoot and produce my own specials from my website. I don't go through the normal.
And let me make a wild guess. You're more successful now than before. Plus, you're in control of your own destiny.
Yeah, and I gave it up when I first took that stand with the trans kids thing. I went back to doing lumber, like tree work. My brother's a lumberjack, arborist type guy. And so I was doing grounds work for $20 an hour right after having a giant development deal. And I think that ability of giving it all up is why I made it through when I said I won't be a part of what you guys are a part
exactly.
of.
Exactly, zenning out and going back to being like a farmer or an arborist. And wasn't it kind of zoning out, empowering, you doing that manual labor? Like 8 hours goes by and you're like, feel great.
I do it now just because I realized it was what was keeping anxiety and depression at bay, because I think human beings are made to work with their hands. And so I did that to financially get out of the, because I even tweeted like UConn, University of Connecticut, because of my transphobic views. Well,
let's tell the evils again. Let's tell the story in full. Saying you're going to drug your five-year-old to change their sex when it doesn't even do that, and advertising it on top of it. Who talks about their kids' sexual issues? Who sexualizes children? You let them grow up to who they are. That's a real liberal perspective. Not, I'm going to tell my kid they're, you know, do you want to be a girl? Well, then you really are one because it gives me attention or something.
Oh, it's insane. And the fact that when I was a little kid, when I was that age, I would play classical piano. That's why my website's Huge Pianist. It's, I'm 6'7" and I play piano. But I think about it. I'm like, would I have been seen as trans? Because when I was 3, I just wanted to play piano and not play sports. You know, it's
oh, that's an exact thing. I like rampaged through a ton of women when I was real young. And for about 2 years, I got real cerebral when I was about 20 and into politics. I remember my mom coming over and saying, are you gay? You used to have all these women around. I said, no, I went to another phase. No, I'm not gay. I went was totally empty, dating 3-4 girls a week, if you want to know. And I said, okay, so I've got another perspective. And I went and got married after that. Exactly. It's like this whole thing of like you play piano or you like flowers, so you must want to have your penis chopped off.
Well, and of course, the irony is the left is now becoming the most ridiculous caricature of sexist you can imagine, where if you have any inclination at all towards any type of feminine thing, and everybody has little bits of it, you know, it's like I'll get jammed up watching The Notebook or something. You know, and my wife is good at engineering. She's a stay-at-home mom, but she's really good at math, you know? So in the leftist world, that means that I should chop my wiener off and she should wear overalls. You know, it's just, it's mind-blowing how any quality you have that makes you an individual, they put into a demographic and then they ruin your life. And so when I took that stance and I named the guy, Jesse Thorne, he's an NPR guy with a lot of friends in Hollywood. And because I don't believe in this whole nebulous, I'm here to fight against rape or something. It's like, well, who's doing it? Say the name. And so the fact that, you know, the devil hates that when you call it out. And so the fact that I said who it was and that what it was child abuse got the whole world out there to turn on me.
Well, that's what it is. You told the truth. Owen Benjamin, you're on fire. We'll come back and cover it all straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Newswars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Get the free app. Sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. But what you really need to do, sign up for the free podcast. And remember, we are literally gaining 30 or 40 TV stations a day. This is blowing up in their face.
Your powers are weak, man. Soon the SJWs will rule that galaxy.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government
allies, Islam.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so
well, does he. Journey to the
from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yes. Diane, there is a proposal to remove Trump's star from the Walk of Fame.
Come on.
And
it's a great idea.
I wanted to ask you.
I think someone should take a shit.
Well, that's the whole problem is people are vandalizing it so much.
That's great.
But they're citing...
Make a toilet out of it. Come on.
They're citing...
Oh, God, you're going to use that?
Disturbing
well,
use...
Well, the good news is it's been disturbing. Removed. You censors got what you wanted. It's like they want to change the name of Austin because they say it's racist.
Question that's been posed is, if they're going to remove Trump's star for his disturbing treatment of women, should they remove people like Kevin Spacey and Bill Cosby's stars as well?
Oh, God, I don't know. But I think right now, we should just, you know, Trump, make it a toilet.
just put a toilet there?
Put one on top of it, actually.
Okay.
I know, because, I mean, no one wants to, you know, take a up. Oh, my God, what am I saying? Oh, God, okay. Thanks, bye.
All right, thank you.
And we are back with Owen Benjamin, band comedian, been one of the very successful comedian out there in the U.S. Go over the time frame of this and then contemporarily other points you want to make about experiencing this, seeing others experience it, and the way they've organized the colleges and the big tech companies into these engines of tyranny. And now Google and now Apple are moving to China and saying they're going to censor us here. And China threatens to hold Apple hostage if Trump tries something. I mean, my God, we really have been sold out. Why are these people brought up to hate America so much when they can get more opportunity here than ever? And if they just dialed into their own Americanism, they would experience and discover their own greatness.
Yeah, man, it's pretty wild. Like, so the timeline for me was, I say that about the trans children, that it's child abuse. I immediately lose. This is last October. I immediately lose my agent at CA and then my manager. And then UConn, where I was getting paid $7,500 to do an hour show. And I had a bunch lined up of those. And they all just cancel. And they sent me a letter saying why. It's because I'm transphobic. So I did the unthinkable and I tweeted it. And I showed everyone exactly what was going on, because the way that these people operate is they slowly normalize these awful things. And so when you're a canary in the coal mine, when you're ahead of the curve a little bit, you can say, this is what their goal is. Look at this email. And then all hell broke loose, you know. And then I was also doing Steven Crowder's show, which was a big no-no for Hollywood. And then just to see everyone turn on me, like people that I've been friends with for 15 years. And it was pretty remarkable. But here's the thing is I don't think America is in the same boat as Europe and some of these other places in Canada, because I think we just have more of that that individualism.
I agree. American the ghost spirit. Of America is strong here. And if we reignite it, it can come back to life like a phoenix. So think about humans die, but spirits and ideas and things can come back. And I think they're panicking because they can see and feel it coming back even stronger than it was.
Oh, yeah, because all you have to do is understand that there is no amount of money that is worth that existence. And I really started feeling these feelings of how there really is truth and there's power, and there's people that are going for power and there's people that are going for truth. And you don't really know what you are unless you're tested in those moments. And
let me ask you this question.
Well.
Did you not feel, because you were never obviously looking for power, you wanted truth, but you were just trying to have fun, obviously, or get your ideas out and have fun. Or don't let me speak for you, but that's how I am. But once they showed you the two different choices, it made it clear, and you're more fulfilled now that you chose the truth. Then you learn the trick. Oh, then all the power is actually there. You were never looking for the power, but once you go with truth, that's where the power is.
Oh, yeah, and you can see it in like a Jimmy Kimmel. Like a Jimmy Kimmel makes more than I'll make in a lifetime in a year. And yet he has to do the bidding of these people. You know, he's out there crying because a lion got shot by a lion hunter. You know, it's just like they're not free. And what they believe, because money is a great currency, but money is just a currency of freedom. And if you don't see it that way, you're done. If you see money as the end game, it's over for you. But if you see it as almost like a way to put time in a physical form,
it's only fuel. It's only fuel to be able
exactly.
to do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, and then social approval was more of my weakness than money. Like it hurt a lot to have people that these more powerful, more respected people.
But doesn't it hurt that you now know they're pieces of empty crap?
Yeah, no, it was almost like mourning the death of someone. It hurt, but it had to be done because of what they were doing. And it's one thing if people want to play games and play nonsense games with adults, but once it started going towards children, and that clip you just showed about the Trump star, how the Kevin Spacey star would never have been attacked because they have no problem with putting children in harm's way, but yet Trump, they attack. And it really shows the values of these people and how France, I'm pretty sure they just got rid of the age of consent laws. And I think that's one of these really evil unions that seems to be happening is the Islamists and the leftists seem to be on a team now because they both are pretty okay with child brides. And I like my tweet that got me banned from Twitter forever, permanently, was I said, David Hogg doesn't even have pubes yet. He can't tell me not to own an AR-15. That's all I said. And people made it out like I was sexualizing a child. And it was so obviously not. And then
you're
James
saying
Gunn.
He's not even a teenager in manhood yet. Well, exactly. Here's the deal. He makes himself a public figure.
Yeah.
He calls me a piece of garbage and all these names. YouTube tried to ban me the first time, saying I bullied him, but wouldn't show the video, which I didn't bully him. So exactly, they use them as puppets, then they hold them up and say we can't even criticize them when they're attacking us.
Exactly. They're using them as shields. Is this Hogg?
Let me ask you this question. I know somebody's talking to you during your house. Notice you don't hear about David Hogg anymore. He went over like a lead balloon. There's like a tone deafness to the establishment. They don't get what we want.
Well, that's why I keep bringing up these things. Like sometimes people are like, why do you keep bringing up David Hogg? Just let that thing go. I'm like, I want people to remember that happens because the way mainstream media operates.
They have short attention span. They count on that. In fact,
yeah,
Gruber said that.
Goldfish.
They said, yeah, go ahead.
No, yeah, exactly. They count on the fact we're goldfish. Like, no way, a castle. 3-second memory. No way, a castle. Like they need us to forget about Hogg, and Hogg was trying, like they tried to use Hogg as a way to take away our right to bear arms. I pointed that out. And then they tried to use that to ban me. And now it's falling apart. When people show what it was that I was banned for and then put that next to James Gunn, who's advocating sex with children, like actually it's a joke. And to watch the malaise of people, just the dead eyes of video games and corn syrup and pornography, I'm just like, wake up.
No, I agree. So let me ask you this question. Where do you think it's going? Because it's cratering out. The IQs are dropping. You go to a leftist meeting, they look like they're all dying. I don't say that with pleasure. It's like, what the hell happened to these people? And why are they attracted to this? Because the rest of society is going through crisis, too. I'm not saying we're doing great. But, man, you look at leftists, they are like freaked out, scared zombies. But then there's always like sociopathic controllers above them going, my minions are afraid under my control.
Yeah, I think they got them addicted to cortisol. It's almost like people that I've had close friends that have been addicted to gambling, and you don't become addicted to winning. You actually become addicted to losing, which is really dangerous. And so these people, unless they're in a constant state of panic and chaos, they don't know what to do with themselves. And it really is a fundamental, almost medical problem at this point, because the left wasn't this ferocious. You had I have friends, some Christian conservative friends that I used to think were being crazy. And now I've apologized to them and admitted that they were right at foreseeing a lot of these horrifying things that have come. The left is.
Oh, exactly. Super right wing Christians told me stuff 30 years ago. I thought they were nuts. It all came true.
Me too. Yeah. Like my boy Steven Crowder, a couple other of my friends were saying, you know, I was all about gay marriage because of the freedom aspect, that I don't want anyone to not have the freedom that I have is my fundamental American mindset. And people would say, oh, they're going to go after the kids, man. They're going to take away gender. They're going to make men and women. And I'm like, you guys are crazy. And then they didn't even celebrate gay marriage. They immediately just started going after the next thing. And, you know, Caitlyn's Woman of the Year. And now there's no Mother's Day and Father's Day. And I just saw that it was a destructive force. You know, I think the right more builds the house and the left more destroys the house.
Oh, you're right.
And
they want to destroy it because they see it as conquering it. They're not even fundamentally smart enough to like take it over. Like, oh, no, this really works. Let's run this. Let's be better at this. They go, no, we will fundamentally destroy it.
Yeah, we have to save them from themselves in a lot of ways. Because if you read the Gulag Archipelago, you see that its wave of leftists eats the previous wave of.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the way the mainstream corporate media has acted, it's like, oh, Sean Hannity stuck up for Alex Jones. Wow, what a kook. How horrible for First Amendment. And Jack Dorsey did. Jack Dorsey's under heat because Trump came out and said shadow banning is criminal. We're looking into it. So now he's trying to back off. He's been the vanguard of the censorship. And I'm not trying to fight with Jack Dorsey. I'd like to be on all these platforms and reach people. But I look at the sickening headlines where they're just foaming at the mouth to take me off air. And they never actually show a clip of what I've said. They just go, Jones, you don't have free speech. But I want to show people something that are TV viewers. If you go to Google and type in Alex Jones, it says, free speech scholars, Alex Jones, you are not protected. Well, I got it. I'm not protected. And I went, wait, I saw that article like a week ago. And sure enough, they published it a week ago. They republished it again. They're gaming Google so bad that Google puts their stories out every day like they're new. Now, you just see how the tech giants with the New York Times are like, suppressing everybody else and then force feeding the New York Times saying take Alex Jones off the air. And then 78% say don't censor him at all. Another 14% say we're not sure. 8% says censor me. And they don't care, though. They're still pushing him. Owen Benjamin, a popular comedian that's been blackballed by these folks, you say it's made you stronger. Where do you see this long term going? Where do you see this going as big tech merges with China? But because they're Asian, it's okay to kill Christians and conservatives and Buddhists. I mean, it's like the left are like a group of monsters.
I don't know. I can't make a prediction as far as our currency or international relations or stuff. It's just culturally is where I kind of am a bit of an expert. So I can maybe make a prediction there. I think that it'll just continue to divide people until you have almost two just completely different nations existing within America. One that hates America, does not want any border security, does, you know, is ironic in every single thing they say, you know, that Kanye West says that black people don't have to vote Democrat and they call him a racist for that. Like, just mind-blowing ironies. And then you'll have people like us from a variety of backgrounds that just see the world more as individuals. And business is beautiful for people like us, because in the real world, merit is validated. You know, like Facebook and Twitter stocks are plummeting. Facebook lost 18% of their country's value or their company's value in 1 week because of decisions like this, because virtue signaling is not profitable, especially when it's so false. So the future, I'm not really sure. All I know is I have fresh water sources and a couple guns for hunting, and I have fig trees. But other than that, I don't really know.
Well, look at headlines like the Washington Post giving their losers who are losing the primaries, losing everything, simulated victories. Alex Jones loses his empire, but not for the reason you'd think. As the poem goes, you know, said Senator Ted Cruz, first they came for Alex Jones. Now,
it's only going to make you stronger. I mean, that's the irony.
If our listeners stay vigilant and aware and have a memory, like you said they will, right now we're reaching a lot of new people. But it's not about us. The fact that they can set a precedent to deplatform us and take our commenting service away and take our email service away, and they're trying to take our DNS. And I mean, right now they're trying. I should have been on air beginning the show. Like, they're trying to take our DNS, our servers. They're trying to kick us off air. So this argument of, it's a private company, it's like saying, you can't have phone service because you're Jewish in Nazi Germany. I mean, they're making their move right now.
Yeah, it is an information monopoly, too. So it doesn't have the same, bake the cake type argument. It's not they have such a massive monopoly that it isn't right what they're doing to you at all. But one thing it does do is it has people research you more and see that you're not saying the things that they claim. That's what happened to me. I know that only increased my reach. Was they would say that I was a racist, and then they could not find anything racist.
In fact, it's the same thing where they say he peddles disinfo and says this and that, and then never link to it. And again, they're the high priest, like you said, though. We're going to decide what you can see, okay? We're in charge. Like, imagine if you were even a teenager, people go, I'm in charge of what you can see. Famously, Cuomo on CNN goes, you can't look at WikiLeaks. I'm allowed to. If you do, you'll be arrested. People are like, what?
It's the sale of indulgences for what Martin Luther originally rebelled against back in the day. It's you have this institutional corruption that makes it so some people can say certain things and some people can't. And the people in America are just not buying it. You know, they flooded. They've successfully made the word racist and Nazi and all this stuff meaningless terms. So now when someone's called a racist or a Nazi, I don't even flinch, because I assume that it's just someone who's won against the narrative. Because, you know, once they start calling Jewish people Nazis and black people like Candace Owens racist, they've jumped the ship. You know, they jumped the shark. And at this point, no one's buying it. CNN, I mean, people are chanting CNN sucks, and they act like the victim. They're trying to play victim.
They say, Trump's going to attack us. But take this speech in Alex Jones. Says the ADL comes out in defense of banning Alex Jones. Then it says his conspiracy theories are serious. But there's no link to
Russian
them.
Collusion.
There's no
Russian link. Collusion.
But one would have thought that this open appeal to bigotry, they don't even show what I'm saying, and frequent anti-Semitic dog whistles. So notice, no links in the New York Times, like we would do in our article. Like if I said somebody said something anti-Semitic, I would link to it. I don't agree with being anti-Semitic. You have a right to say it, but they don't show it. His conspiracy theories are serious, but one would have thought that his open appeals to bigotry and frequent anti-Semitism dog whistles would have merited his removal from social media and podcasting platforms long ago. So because it's the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, I mean, that'd be like if I said the guy that wrote this is a Nazi. Well, he'd sue me. I'm not saying he is one. He says it about me because it's okay, because he says it in the New York Times. I had a New York Times writer here, and I said, yeah, when I tried to get into the inauguration, they had people blocking the entrances, beating people up. She goes, that's not true. I was there. And she goes, of course, she knew full well it was all over the news that happened. I'm sure she agreed with it. And I said, after I learned that, I said, I'm not talking to you anymore. I said, I'm never talking to you again, because I already knew. I never talked to him anyways. I did it as a test case. They know it's not true. They play this weird mind game of gaslighting where they want you to feel alone and weird, like their will. Like, you know, Islam is not oppressive. We do not wear burqas. We do not sexually mutilate women. Hillary won the election. And it's this weird, you know, mind control thing of like, no one blocked anyone at the inauguration. No one came to see Trump. And I search engine it, and there were even Washington Post, New York Times saying they blocked people, they beat them up. I was there, but they just attacked us and said it wasn't the case.
Yeah, it's almost like trust is one of the most important things you can have, especially with a media outlet. And my slogan was always, I might be wrong, but I'm not lying.
No, I know, but let me ask you that question. What is this weird thing on the left where they'll go, they'll like say something that's true and admit it isn't true. They'll look at you and smile and go, is this trying to manipulate you, or is
it's compliance training. It's just like how you train a dog where you say, you know, Caitlyn Jenner is the greatest woman in the world. Caitlyn, just say it. It's a purity test for a cult where if you admit to nonsense, they know they own you. It's how you train animals. There's no difference. So if someone says, you know, Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. Admit it. They're not asking you if you believe Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. Everyone knows he's not.
They're just wanting you to submit. Because they've submitted, and that's the power they have.
Exactly. They want to be able to know that whatever they tell you, you'll agree with. And that's the leftist mentality.
We got to have you back up because you're dead on target.
It's always losing.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's an always a losing mentality, because I was talking to one of my buddies about this recently, where I was like, the one thing I love about you is when I bring up a point that you realize is a better point than what you previously believed, you look happy. You look excited, like, thank you for sharpening my sword, whereas a leftist would look threatened and then call you a bigot. So fundamentally, they're only dulling their own weapons. They're only
all the time. I admit I'm wrong. I'm always trying to like learn new stuff.
Yeah, totally. And you bet a higher percentage than any of these mainstream guys. I was telling that to Harrison. I'm buddies with Harrison. And I was telling him, if you go back in time, if you go 6 months, a year, and a lot of your shows, that's probably one reason why they wanted to wipe the slate, is you're more accurate than they want to admit. And at first, sometimes you hear things and they sound jarring. And then you see time play out and you're like, wow, it really did go to China, huh? That's wild.
Let's do five more minutes and talk about that. No, 35,000 videos, 2.5 billion views, 2.5 million subscribers. Like, to use the Star Wars analogy, like Alderaan, blown into bits, destroyed, gone. And they're so pleased. And the New York Times smiles and says, Alex, nobody attacked protesters. Nobody blocked Trump people. You're a liar. And they smile. We got your kids.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Your power is illegal. You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
All right. During the break, because I can't stop doing it, there's literally articles published every 30 seconds. Fox News has come out and said I should be banned and doesn't show what I said or did. Because News Corp, most of them want to get rid of their competition. There's this corporatist attitude of these big corporations that can't compete. They want to do this. Owen Benjamin of HugePianist.com, that's a person that plays a piano, Where do you think it ends, and why do you think Jack Dorsey came out and said, oh, actually, we're not banning Alex Jones yet. He hasn't violated our rules. Then he came to his crew and he said, well, maybe we should reach outside of our platform and judge people who are on our platform by what they say outside. This sounds pretty creepy.
Yeah, it's very creepy. I sometimes I think a lot of this are just the sounds of dying dinosaurs, that the wounded deer jumps highest, because it's almost like in middle school or high school when you had that cool group, but then they just kept excluding people like the mean girls until it's just one person. I think that the leftist media narcissism is going to end up making it so they're just alone. You know, like Stephen Colbert, I think their ratings are lower than some of my live streams. So they're just going to be talking to themselves in some creepy little dungeon.
And it's really happening. I mean, they paid $18 million for this new Anderson Cooper show. And one of my live streams, even censored, that I do on Saturday morning, you know, have 100,000, 200,000 views. His has like 50,000 views. 5,000 is the peak at one time. 18 million being force-fed with notices, hey, Anderson Cooper, the Vanderbilt's on. No one wants to watch it.
No one wants to watch it. I love the term astroturfing, the fake grassroots, where they have all this money. They have so much money to promote all this nonsense. And so they'll get the sheep to come in, but no one will stay. You know, it's one of those McMansions, you know, one of these big houses built on just a horrible frame and it just falls over. It's kind of funny. You know, I've been through this so much, and I had so much fear with it when it first happened. You know, even Patreon said they were going to shut down my Patreon. And these are American citizens who just choose to give me a donation to keep free speech comedy going.
Exactly. Why do people think it's cool to censor and cool to join the corporates? When the corporates, when you like join them in a bubble, they don't pat you on the head. But it's just like feeling like you're part of the big power.
Just fear. It's these people. Yeah, exactly. It's power over truth. And it's just people that have been overcome by bitterness, you know, and that's why I really don't think it'll happen in America, because we're a lot of people living in America are our ancestors were the ones who wouldn't deal with that and came here. And so we're kind of spawned.
So you're saying the genetic memory is going to kick in.
Yeah. And unlike Europe, we didn't lose 60 million of our alpha males in two world wars in 30 year span. So
Napoleonic before that. That's Europe's big problem is, and I'm not being mean to Europe. They were just as tough as us or tougher. They wiped all their alpha males out.
They did.
You know, now Frenchmen used to be bigger than Englishmen or Germans.
Yeah, they were real tough guys. And now they're
all dead. They were all like Viking killers. They were killed.
Yeah, that's why the ones that bailed in like the 1800s and to come to America, like a lot of people that we're related to,
you go to areas of French Canada, there's like 6'4" big French guys who are like, where are these guys? They're the ones that didn't get killed.
Yeah, but now they have Justin Trudeau to deal with.
Who says, don't say mother or father.
No, that's hate speech. How dare you?
Owen Benjamin, join us again. You're amazing. God bless you.
You too,
hugepianist.com. Thank you so much.
Coming to you live from America, in the middle of a civil war against the globalists.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Ow! They think you're a goldfish. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you. I don't think you're stupid. And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever. I want to get these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go.
Come on.
Is coming! Fire is coming! The real revolution against you is coming! And you will burn in hell! All right, I had some fun there. And then that's my, you know, not my normal self there having some fun. But Doug Hagman is joining us of the Hagman Report and so much more. He's going to take over the next hour. But now you can see the full assault on free speech misrepresenting what we said and done to build the straw man to take us all out. Why does Jack Dorsey not ban us? Everybody else has. The media is all celebrating because they're all dependent on mainstream media. They're all dependent on the social network saying, oh, Jones is over. Jones is dead. I explained this to you idiots in establishment media before. They'd already shadow banned us 90%+ on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So I openly poked the bear, not to get him to ban us, just so that it would trigger a accelerated event to have a debate ahead of the election about the fact that you're letting the leftists and the globalists and the Islamists all have free reign, but Americans and patriots and Christians and free marketers are all being censored. And it's all coming to a head right now. So it's an epic time to be alive. Infowars.com, newswars.com, the power of you going and getting the free app at Infowars.com/app on Android or on iPhone has already sent us a number one on news on both platforms. And in the top 30 to 60, depending on where you're at in total apps globally, we just launched this 3 weeks ago. We thought the purge was coming. And I even thought it'll be nice to see them get upset when you send it to number one. But more importantly, Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show has where you can subscribe directly with us, not with Android, not with the Chi-Com run Apple, with Cook openly working for them, but the Alex Jones Show, The Real News with David Knight, The War Room with Owen Schroyer, and others like Roger Stone. So that's really where the fight is, Infowars.com/show. We have no comments. Discuss us. We've used for 8 years. Banned us. WebChimp we've been using for 7-8 years. Banned us. They're hitting our DNSs. They're hacking us right now. They're attacking us. People say, oh, my God, you should give up. No, I'm under attack because I'm over the target. And so if they're successful, I don't do false flags. I can step back and have the engineers, like in a Star Trek thing with smoke coming out, trying to keep it going and say, go eat lunch. We'd be down right now. Instead of them being up here 18 hours 2 days ago, right? They're cross-eyed. I can step back and say, you boys go home and see your wives and children. We'd be down right now. I can say, oh, my God, they took us down. But see, I don't do that. I don't fight dirty. We're going to fight to the end, but we may go down the next few days. They're hitting us like you couldn't imagine. So we're here. We're trying to hold it up. We don't make a big deal out of it. But it's not just, oh, take me off these corporations, whatever. They're taking us down everywhere because just like they just busted 12 kids trained for mass shootings, just like the left's getting ready to move, they don't want us reaching a general audience ahead of a big event. That's my intel. And I can't wait to hear our guest host, Doug Hagman, police and investigative trainer, best-selling author, researcher, great political mind, helped break some of the biggest news in 2016. About the pedophile rings. Clearly, I think, I love to make it about InfoWars, but I got to tell you, they're just trying to silence us, I think, Doug, ahead of something really big and them making their move. What's your intel? Go ahead and take over.
Yeah, Alex, thank you very much. By the way, congratulations on your app. We've all downloaded it here at the office, and it's marvelous. It's a great thing. So, yeah, as a matter of fact, one more thing before you run out, I just want to tell you that we have a mutual friend I spoke with yesterday, and right after Matt Drudge visited your studios, he had a conversation. He's also a friend with Matt Drudge. He had a conversation with Mr. Drudge. And Matt Drudge had said that the reason that Alex Jones is so popular and would be the first to be targeted, and I quote this, and I wrote this down when I was speaking with this gentleman, is that Alex Jones and InfoWars has the pulse of the nation and their finger on the pulse of the nation. So that's what makes you so makes InfoWars and you so dangerous, is because you're plugged into that to that pulse that's representative of our republic. So great job.
Can you not feel the pulse? Like it's electric. Like you feel America coming back. It's spiritual. It's like boom, boom, boom. That's what they're scared of. And they think they shut me down. That makes, oh, no. This is worldwide. People are awakening.
Yeah, it's absolutely. You know, it's we're battling on a number of planes here. Obviously, you've got the sporadic political violence. You've got the economic aspects. You've got the political warfare. But this, the censorship or the banning, I should say, is being done ahead of. And you're exactly right, ahead of the 20 midterm elections, and of course, the in advance of the 2020 elections. The message that you carry, the message that InfoWars carries, and we carry, is must be silenced. They can't refute the facts, so they got to silence. They got to take down InfoWars or shut them off, ban them, whatever. That's the reason, because they can't argue facts.
Well, you're taking over and hosting, but okay. Clearly they're making their move. And I've been told by sources that they have Islamic training camps all over the U.S. We know about some of them. We've covered them. The left attacks us when we cover it. But this bust of 12 kids trained for school shootings, you can see them getting ready to trigger this. Everything else, they want us off the air for something big. Doug, what is it?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. Number one, if you're calling out the again the sporadic politically charged violence, but it's something much bigger than that. And I think it's all part of this ongoing civil war. It's a component of the civil war. The New Mexico compound figures dramatically in this. I was on your show. I was on InfoWars. A month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, with Dr. Paul L. Williams. We were talking about the investigation that I conducted into Islamburg, which is the Muslims of the Americas, headed by Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jilani. And the deal with that is this. The CIA basically brought Jilani into the United States back in 1980, or at least it was on their dime, and he set up shop in Brooklyn. And Sheikh Mubarak Jilani began what is known as the Muslims of the Americas, or the community of the impoverished. It's known as Jamaat al-Fukra. And for a while, it was on the terrorist watch list in the United States. Well, we, back in 2011, it was after 2011, or 9/11, and it was after the events they're in, 2003, 4, 5, in that time period. I had conducted surveillance of an Islamic training camp that we've talked about on this show, folks, and I've disclosed, and of course, the focus of which, the training compounds, at least primarily, were the Muslims of the Americas, Jamaat al-Fukra, headed by this Pakistani sheikh. What we saw yesterday, what we saw breaking the news yesterday, this New Mexico compound is connected directly to the Muslims of the Americas, connected to the various compounds all across the United States. This, of course, a very small version of the larger ones out there. And what it was taking place is there's a recruitment drive of black Muslims in prisons all across the United States. I've documented this. I've sent this to the FBI. I had sent this to the FBI back in 2008, I believe it was, based on my own personal observations. In fact, InfoWars had, you can go back in the archives, InfoWars had shown the school buses on the property in Hancock, New York, where the school bus was being used for training, military-style training, paramilitary-style training. And got to tell you, it was, this is a smaller version of that. So the bottom line is what we're seeing right now is this refinement, if you will.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
And this is Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, sitting in for Alex, Infowars.com. Folks, we are, I kind of stopped abruptly at that last segment. I'm going to get into the New Mexico compound because I think that's so important. And Alex made some great points about the Muslim training compounds and about this particular story. And folks, you were told about this. The people who listen to InfoWars.com and of course my platform HagmanReport.com, we had told you about these, about the threat of Islamists in this country preparing to make war at a given time. And I had sent a report to the FBI. As a matter of fact, this is the copy. If you're watching this, this is the exact copy of what I sent to the FBI. This is just the text of my report, not including the video as well as the photographic evidence that I took of these training compounds. And the date on that was February 12th of 2006. So I thought I'd, and we've talked about that on this show. But before I get into that, I want to use this segment here just to talk about the subject that's really on everybody's mind, on everybody's lips, and that's the censorship of or the banning, more appropriate or more accurately, the banning of InfoWars. And the way I look at it is we're at a time when the dominant form of speech in this nation is carried by private companies. And what we saw this week is these private companies moving in lockstep. Now, consider this. It's effectively just as bad when you have got private companies moving in lockstep with one another. It is effectively just as bad as government-controlled speech, is it not? Because the result is effectively the same. It's essentially the same. This is exactly what we saw. When I took a look at this, and we knew this was coming, Alex knew this was coming, just didn't have when. You kind of know when the bombs are on their way. You just don't know exactly precisely when they're going to hit. But when you look at this, and when you start taking away, peeling back the layers of this onion, you've got Apple, you've got Facebook, you've got Spotify, YouTube, which is a Alphabet Google company, of course. They all banned InfoWars. Now, consider this, within a 12-hour period. And I looked into this. I did my own investigation. And when I looked at this, when you consider the timing and consider how they were all banned in a matter of 12 hours, the only conclusion that you can come up with, that any reasonable person can come up with, was that this was a coordinated attack. It was coordinated. And when you, okay, looking at it a step further, the issue really isn't that InfoWars was banned by these private companies, although it is, I guess, but it was the method in which it was done by these four unbelievably powerful companies working in concert within the span of 12 hours. When you look at the net value of these companies, where you've got Apple, $1 trillion value, when you've got Google, $850 billion, you got Facebook at $500 billion or half a trillion dollars. You've got Spotify at $32 billion. That, doing the math, and assuming I did this correctly, you've got $2.4 trillion in those companies alone. Consider that there are only seven countries in the world with a gross domestic product that have a similar value or the influence that GDP would carry. Those four tech companies have exercised what appears to be effectively sovereign power. So look at it a little bit differently than perhaps we've looked at it before. And I know that the phrase is, well, it's an antitrust issue come in. And there are a lot of different, I've heard so much over the last couple of days, because we have a stake in this as well. We are being banned as well. And you know what? You're next. And about that, I've seen so many people say, well, I don't use Facebook, or I quit using Twitter, or I just don't bother with the social networking, so it really doesn't affect me. Or I don't listen to InfoWars. And you know all of the stories. You know all of the general stories. Consider that the Jews did not have to listen to Hitler's radio speeches. They didn't have to listen to his rants. The problem, when you consider it, the Germans were listening. And what do we have today with the claims of Nazism and what have you? We've got a very similar situation. I'm not talking about the Holocaust. I'm talking about the parallels to the society, today's society, with a sovereign power that these four companies actually have amassed. And again, the excuse, well, I don't use them, or this doesn't affect me, it's not going to wash. And the Nuremberg defense, it's not going to work. But I want to take you back a little bit, just a little bit ago, as I conclude this segment here. I'm going to take you back in time. Remember In 2009, right after the election, Cass Sunstein, Obama appointed Cass Sunstein as the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs officer. I want to make sure I got that right. However brief in time, the intent was there. Okay, the plans for this kind of censorship or this kind of banning or this kind of making the evolution of fake news began with Obama. It began back in 2008 after his election. And what we're seeing today is the payback, if you will, to the 2016 elections. I'm not telling you anything yet. You don't already know. I'm just kind of prefacing everything with the information I think is important, because it when you look back in time, after the 2009 appointment of Cass Sunstein, and remember Cass Sunstein, who he is, in my view, a communist as well, married to Samantha Power, of the unmasking fame. You think that this is a coincidence? I think not. But let's fast forward from 2009 to 2011. In 2011, on February 17th, there was a photograph that was floating around the internet. And I don't know... I don't know if it can be brought up, but it was a February 17th, 2011 meeting with many of the tech giants in San Francisco. It was a February 27th, 2011 meeting in San Francisco, where at that time, the CEOs of Apple, Cisco Systems, Facebook, Google, before it became Alphabet, Netflix, Oracle Systems, and I could go on, all met unprecedented with Obama and Valerie Jarrett. And I assert it was at that meeting that they became to an agreement of sorts, or laid out the groundwork for what we're seeing today. Because what we're seeing today is not a product of the Donald Trump administration, but a product of the holdovers via Obama allowing this, or more accurately, coordinating this government sentiment of the Obama holdovers with the private companies. I'm not saying the government did this. I'm saying that elements within the government did this. And there's a picture, if you're watching this live, there's a picture on the screen. So that's why history is so important. And it's so interesting how history gets revised. And that's why they don't want you, the deep state does not want you to know history. Folks, you're listening to Alex Jones or InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Sitting in, Doug Agnew sitting in for Alex Jones. Don't forget, folks, visit Alex Jones.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, InfoWars.com. By the way, if you haven't done so already, support this movement. And really, it's a movement. It's a great American movement that the giant has awakened by the actions of the deep state, by the shadow government. They have awakened a giant. The giant, of course, InfoWars. Support InfoWars.com, InfoWars store. In fact, right now, some of the greatest products, BrainForce Plus, 40% off plus free shipping. BrainForce Plus is probably one of my favorite products of all, along with Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 50% off plus free shipping. Secret 12, 40% off plus free shipping. Folks, look, there are no spectators in the fight that we find ourselves. None. You're either for us, meaning the people who are for free speech, for open dialogue, or you're against us, meaning you are really a fascist or someone who supports fascism, because we are seeing this communist type activity, which is really just a different word for fascism and Nazism. They're all of the same cloth, really. They're just different threads of the same cloth. That's contrary, of course, to the what they want you to believe, that Nazism, for example, is from the extreme right. No. It's all on the extreme left if you study history, and that's why they don't want you to study history. But again, Survival Shield, Alpha Power, all of the products, get some skin in the game. Put some skin in the game. Support InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and take part of the specials. You'll feel better, too, on top of all that. Now, last segment, which I couldn't for the life of me come up with a title for. I want to thank the fine folks at InfoWars for helping me out on that. I was talking about the history, really, how we got here. And don't forget, it was Cass Sunstein back in 2009, and then there was that infamous but downplayed meeting in 2011, February 17th, 2011, in San Francisco, with all of the tech giants, along with Obama. And isn't it interesting now that and I believe it was during that period of time that there was this gentleman's agreement, or this agreement of sorts, the companies that came up with a way to shut down all of the speech, all of the information that was getting out, and InfoWars was at the very top, and I'd like to think we were too, and this affects too as well. This will affect, if it hasn't done so already, those people posting facts and information on Facebook that's antithetical to the narrative, and of course you know that, but. Currently, we see that the leftists, the establishment, the deep state, they're labeling anyone who disagrees with them as hate speech. And this, as Alex has said, look at the timing of this. 90 days right now, 89 days, 90 days before the midterm elections. Is that a coincidence? I think not. They cannot win in the free market of ideas. They cannot argue. They cannot debate in the free market of ideas. This is why they want to censor their political opposition. And we saw this. Where do we see this before? We saw this in the run-up to the 2016 election with the opposition research and the dirt that was thrown at Donald Trump. And we know that InfoWars, and they made history. InfoWars made history and supported and was really effectively assisted in the election of Donald Trump. And I don't think anyone can argue that. Now it's payback time. It's payback by the deep state. So understand what is taking place here. And when I say that, I don't mean to sound like I'm speaking down, but just understand what's taking place. And for those who are rejoicing in the banning, I've been seeing a lot of that. And I want to speak to that for a second. I've just got one word, Schadenfreude. I don't know how many people have ever heard that word, Schadenfreude. It's a German word, and the meaning of which, and perhaps I've spoken about it before, the meaning of which is those people who derive pleasure from someone else's troubles. And if that is where, and I see a lot of that, and if that's where you're at, well, that's a two-way street. Trust me when I tell you, because it's no fun when you are the recipient of the duct tape over your mouth, or when they shut you down, or when they file lawsuits against you for expressing your ideas, or when they misrepresent, even worse, misrepresent what you say in the marketplace. I'm a victim of that. I'm a victim of lawsuits, as is InfoWars. It's the cheek thing to do right now. It's the way to silence the opposition. But you know what? Just like Alex Jones, It doesn't make me want to crawl up in a fetal position like some snowflake. Frankly, it hacks me off, and it makes me more determined to fight. And fight I will, and fight. So will Alex Jones, and so will InfoWars. So I'm proud of InfoWars, and I'm proud of the fight that we're on in this fight. But and I want to address another issue as well. Because I mentioned in the previous segment, as well as this segment, about the meeting and about the fact that we're looking at private companies with a gross domestic product equivalent of $2.7 trillion. Think about that. Think about that in terms of the sovereign power that wields in the marketplace. When you see things operating, when you see private companies operating in concert with each other in a 12-hour span, you think about both antitrust law as well as anti-monopoly laws and statutes. And there's a difference there, but without going into it, the bottom line is this. Some people would disagree, and I tend to agree that we want to keep government out of the private marketplace. But there are some would agree that what we're seeing here is a violation of the antitrust laws, the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, to be precise. And if you look at that and you do some research of history, you'll find that the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 was a law passed by Congress under the presidency of Benjamin Harrison, and it regulated competition among enterprises. It's exactly what we're seeing today. And it authorized the Department of Justice to bring suits to enjoin, for example, to prohibit, prohibit conduct violating the act. And additionally authorizes private parties injured by conduct violating the act to bring suits for treble damages. The reason I wanted to bring that up is because that's on the table here, I believe. When you look at, as I said, the gross domestic product, the equivalent thereof, $2.7 trillion among four companies, and the behavior of I was going to say Osama bin Laden, the behavior of Barack Hussein Obama, and the meetings that have that took place, the nomination of Cass Sunstein, all of that, the history. What was that all about? And then, of course, the payback, because as Alex has said many times, and as I've said many times, the deep state, the shadow government, refuses. They absolutely do not want a repeat of 2016. They can't afford it. They cannot lose in the midterms. They're all in. And I think if people understand what this is all about, elections have consequences. And we're seeing the fruits of those consequences, or the fruits of that election in the consequences right now. We're seeing the vile, unspeakable hatred by these anti-Donald Trump supporters and anti-Donald Trump people. They themselves are the Nazis. It's all coming out. And again, I mentioned Schadenfreude. Bottom line, if you're taking some sort of pleasure in seeing this, well, it's to your own peril. And I've got a message finally for this segment. If in fact you think that this is a victory for your side, for the deep state, for the shadow government, get another thing coming, because it only makes us collectively stronger. It makes us collectively more determined, and it makes us actually it gets us off the couch, gets us away from our keyboards, and we are going to be fighting back and fighting back like you've never seen. Folks, Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Visit Infowarsstore.com. Get the products. So get some skin in the game. Support this. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, sitting in for Alex, Infowars.com. At the tip of the spear, obviously, making a difference in the marketplace. And as I spoke earlier about the censorship ban, and I want to get to a couple of other issues here, including some expansion about the New Mexico Islamist compound. I want to get to that here before the end of this segment. But I did find on the Daily Caller, and I'm not sure if Alex went over this or not, but Twitter plans hate speech crackdown after backlash from upset employees. Aw, they want your binkies and blankets. That's right. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey on yesterday, signaled a coming change to his company's speech policies following pressure from his own employees. So what can you say about this? So Twitter is next. Although you've got the shadow banning on Twitter, you've got all of the other issues, the censorship of political opponents, which in and of itself, you know, you've got the left yelling collusion, for crying out loud. Where's the collusion? The collusion is here with these companies. But now Twitter, of course, saying, well, we're going to change some things. We're going to change some things. So they're planning to accelerate a crackdown on hate speech. Of course, hate speech, that's the key phrase, hate speech. You know, I'd like someone to define what hate speech is. What are the parameters? It's truly subjective. Paul Joseph Watson did videos on hate speech and what have you, but we're in a very dangerous time right now. And of course, as Alex Jones has said, and as I've said, they're coming obviously not just for your guns, but they're coming for you. Second Amendment, First Amendment, here it is. Which is why, by the way, you need to support this operation. BrainForce, 40% off plus free shipping. I can't tell you what a difference that makes. If you're not taking BrainForce, you got to be taking it. It makes it offers clarity. Of course, you can't judge it by me, right? But seriously, clarity, the super male vitality, that makes a huge difference. All of the products make a great difference. But if you want to be in this fight and you want to stay in this fight, you got to be healthy. So get yourself going with the products at InfoWars store. They've got a super special going on. You know, the mainstream media, of course, they're doing everything they can do to shut InfoWars down. Off, just wipe them, just erase them off the planet. While the tech giants work to remove InfoWars, remove us from the internet, InfoWars, they're dropping their already incredibly low prices and incredible products prices to help you support the InfoWars. So please do so. Get some skin in the game. So that's Twitter. And here it is. You know, it's Twitter. It's changes are coming there. And I referenced, of course, the last segment about do we really want government involved in this? But look toward the actions of Obama. Look toward the actions of all of the usual suspects as being involved in what you see. And how are we going to fight them? We're going to fight them with everything we got because they're not going to win. I guarantee you. We're not going to let them win. And I ask you, help us, support us. Now, one of the most important things, I think, that in addition to the censorship, of course, is the infiltration. Alex talked about the Chi-Coms and the Chinese, of course, the espionage or the potential espionage, Dianne Feinstein. We have the Democratic IT scandal with the Oman brothers. You've got all of this foreign influence in this country. But you've got something else as well. You've got now reported this week, New Mexico, the New Mexico compound, dad arrested at extremist Muslim. Note they have to put a modifier there, extremist. Extremist Muslim site trained kids to commit school shootings. And I spoke a little bit about this in the first segment with Alex, but I wanted just to connect some dots here because what we're seeing and what we've been screaming about for a long time are these Islamic training compounds. Now, this is rudimentary at best, and it was, but nonetheless, it doesn't take much to organize a group of school children, young children, show them how to use guns, and then push them off to commit school shootings. Think about that for a second. The guy behind this particular camp, Siraj bin Wahaj, by the way, his son was reported missing, and the remains of a boy found on the property are believed to be those of his son. And in addition to Siraj bin Wahaj, you've got other individuals that were also arrested. But the big story here is this, and the big takeaway is this. All across the United States, you've got this infiltration of Islamic extremist Muslims who are intent on bringing down our representative republic in favor of a country or an area ruled by Sharia. They have no intention whatsoever of assimilation. You've got open borders which permit this invasion that's not limited to the Central American residents. It's not limited to residents of Mexico. It's actually bringing forth individuals from the Middle East, from Yemen, from other Middle Eastern countries or in South or African countries. And as they come into this country, they hook up and they develop, they hook up with people like Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jalani. They get involved with these organizations such as Jamaat al-Fukra. And by the way, if Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jalani, if that name rings a bell, he's the sheikh who Daniel Pearl was going to interview in Lahore, Pakistan, when he was kidnapped and subsequently found beheaded. Now, the FBI, of course, cleared Jalani, just to be clear, because I certainly don't need another lawsuit from Jalani. But just to be clear, Jalani, of course, was the man that Daniel Pearl was going to meet when he was kidnapped. But of course, the FBI cleared him of all suspicion. So what we have with this New Mexico compound is just a very tip of the iceberg. You've got numerous compounds all across the United States. I've documented one in Hancock, as I said, Hancock, New York. which was actually at one time served as the headquarters of this Islamic group called Jamaat al-Fukr. And as I said before, Dr. Paul Williams and myself, we've written extensively about it. These training compounds, they host paramilitary training. They host armories, for lack of a better term. And as I said, school buses, my goodness, the one in Hancock, New York, was shown on InfoWars, where school buses were, in fact, used. A school bus was used for practice. Keep your eye on this, because as we see the continued banning of the truth, you're going to see there's a relationship between the exposure of the truth and the suppression of that truth. And that's what we're seeing today. The more that we expose, the more they've got to ban. So look for additional information from this particular training compound and this story as it spreads across the United States. Just to be clear, when I turned over back in when I did my investigation of the Hancock report and I turned that information over to the FBI, Sheikh Jalani was notified ostensibly by the FBI after I turned my report in, and hence I've got a religious statement or fatwa filed against me. It's still on the internet. You can read it. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but it's out there. And that gave me a visit from the FBI. A couple of agents said, you know what? We can't provide you security, but we wish you well, and be careful and increase your security. So this is what we as American citizens face today. And that, by the way, was under the Bush administration, and it continued even worse under Obama. So in closing, as I wrap this up, and I'm so honored, by the way, to be here for Alex Jones, especially in a time like this, and for InfoWars, especially at a time like this, as I wrap this up. We are engaged in a civil war. We're engaged in asymmetrical warfare. And I'm gonna close with this question. What could be worse than a civil war? I would say possibly not having a civil war. I'd like you to think about that as you finish your week. And as we play, really, for all the marbles. And we are playing for all the marbles. They certainly are. The fascists, the Nazis, the deep state are playing for all the marbles. Folks, thank you so much. Doug Hagman again for Alex Jones, InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Please, please, if you do nothing else, support the war effort. Support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. A variety of products and merchandise there. It helps the cause. God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for having me.